Okay, so we're going to speak about Ochel Nefesh and the Hefer of Mitoch today, our limud in Ksuba / Beitza, right? So we're basically, what we're going to do is we're going to start off with the Hefer Ochel Nefesh. Now, in order to properly understand Ochel Nefesh, you have to kind of incorporate discussions of Mitoch as well. But we're going to get back to the makor of Mitoch and exactly what the mechanism for Mitoch is. But just note that in the midst of talking about Ochel Nefesh, you have to at least look at Mitoch to understand properly how Ochel Nefesh works also. It's kind of essential. So we're going to work our way through. So we're going to start with what the basic din is of Heter Ochel Nefesh. How does it work? Hutra Dechuya. We're going to talk about exactly what the mechanism of that is. So I sent up the outline, by the way, if you guys want to take a look at it. So we're going to start with the option of Dechuya, right? We're talking about an extremes here, okay? Probably can't be this extreme to work with all the evidence, but we're going to start off at least with that perspective. So the makor for Ochel Nefesh, right, is Shmos Yud Beis Tes Zayin. So Achashe Yochal Ochel Nefesh Hu Levado Yaseh Lachem. So as Rebbe has pointed out many times, it seems that if you read the pasuk, Kol Melacha Az Aser Elamai Achashe Yochal Ochel Nefesh, it comes out in his Docha the Iser Melacha that would have existed otherwise. It sounds like a Dechuya, okay? That's not Mokra, doesn't have to be that way. Rebbe was not placing anything into boxes here. He's just noting that you'd be more inclined to quote that pasuk if you're taking a Dechuya approach than, as we'll see, Melechus Avodah in the next option. So Rebbe mentioned that the fact that you could actually attribute the Machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai to this perspective. Beis Shammai holding Dechuya, meaning Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai and Yud Beis and Aleph and the Mishnah and Beitza, right? Argue about whether you could essentially say Mitoch, right? Hotzas Katan, the Sefer Torah, right? All those things. So, according to Beis Hillel, yes, Mitoch Shehotro Letzorech Hoshanah Mishol Letzorech, you can carry out the Katan Lamulo and the Sefer Torah Likros Bo in the same way that you can do Hotzah for carrying your food, right? Or bringing your food into your Roshos. So that's Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai say, absolutely not. Why are Beis Shammai limiting the Heter of Ochel Nefesh? Perhaps because they take a more limited view of the power of Ochel Nefesh in the sense that it's Dechuya. Beis Hillel can hold that it's Hutra, the Gamre, and therefore the Shei Malacha in a certain sense is removed. This is very extreme, I know. We're gonna qualify. But Beis Shammai hold, no, absolutely not. The only thing that Ochel Nefesh is capable of doing is being Docha the Isser temporarily for the sake of Ochel, and for any other sake, it's not going to work. Remember, that is not Mukhra. That's just a good way of starting to look at the Sukhya. Okay? Other riots that are more Mukhra, I think, could be the Shagas Aryeh and the Nitziv. So Rebbe is fond of quoting the Shagas Aryeh and Simon Kuk Beis. So I finally looked it up inside for the first time, where basically he says he's trying to go through a pilpul whether you could be misane on Rosh Hashanah, whether you can have a tightness on Rosh Hashanah. What he basically ends up saying is, also he tries to learn out where you know that there's a heter Ochel Nefesh on Rosh Hashanah, and he says basically if there's Simchas Yom Tov, there's Ochel Nefesh. There's Ochel Nefesh, there's Simchas Yom Tov. Basically, they're essentially the same exact thing. Because you need to be misameach be Yom Tov, the Torah was matir, the Roshon was matir, Ochel Nefesh. But if it weren't for the fact that there would be, let's say, Simchas Yom Tov, a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, there would be no Heter of Ochel Nefesh. Meaning, Heter of Ochel Nefesh is a practical way to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. So like some of his Lashonos, Elavadei Simchas Yom Tov Shor Rosh Hashanah Nabi Mitzvahu. For sure there's a Simcha, there's a mitzvah of Simcha Rosh Hashanah. How does he know that? Kashar Yom Tov. But because Shabir Kalameilav Heter Ochel Nefesh Rosh Hashanah, because there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, which he goes through to prove from the sugis in Rosh Hashanah, says, therefore I know that there must be Heter Ochel Nefesh. I can learn out from everything else now that there's Heter Ochel Nefesh. If there's a Simchas Yom Tov, there must be Heter Ochel Nefesh. There's only way to come Simchas Yom Tov is through Heter Ochel Nefesh. And if you look, he like constantly plays out this idea. It sounds very much like Dechuya. In order to have our Simchas Yom Tov, we need to have Heter Ochel Nefesh. So the Tziv and the HaMikdav are also something very similar. We're going to get back to this again in a second. Where basically the Tziv says, hold on one second, sorry. Basically the Tziv says, he says if it weren't for the fact that there would be tainus on Yom Kippur, we would have Heter Ochel Nefesh. Despite the fact that there's Isser Kares on Yom Kippur, unlike all other Yom Tovim. This is the Netziv on Chaf Gimel Chaf Tes. So Rebbe also wanted to point to this Amik Dover where it seems that the Netziv is saying that practically, because you need to eat, you need Heter Ochel Nefesh. But as soon as you are not allowed to eat because of some Isser, aka Inoy, B'Yom Kippurim, therefore, you can no longer have the Heter Ochel Nefesh. The implication being that Heter Ochel Nefesh is only meant to facilitate Simchas Yom Tov and eating. Okay? Everybody with me? That's the Dechuya. Okay? Nods? Any questions? Okay, awesome. Okay, so now, option number two, Hutra Mamish, Lagamre. Okay? That's what we're going to talk about right now. Okay, so Rebbe, whenever he wants to talk about Hutra, likes to start off with the alternative makor for ochel nefesh, or alternative. I shouldn't say that it's an alternative. But what does Rebbe usually quote? In Vayikra Chav Gimel? Right, on what words? Melechus Avoda. Parshas Emor, Vayikra Chav Gimel, is filled with references to Melechus Avoda. Kol Melechus Avoda lo sasu. Melechus Avoda, Melechus Avoda. The question is, what is Avoda coming to teach us there? So I actually didn't put this in the outline. I should have, because it's an important sheet that he's almost for sure going to ask him on the Bechina. Rashi has one interpretation of Melechus Avoda. Does anybody remember what Rashi's interpretation is? Exactly. Even though Achol Amoed, Hefsid, becomes Mutter, right? Davar Abed, I would have thought the same is true of Yom Tov. Kamash Vlon, Kol Melechus Avoda lo sasu, even if it's going to entail a loss. That's Rashi. And the Ramban is very not happy with that. Does anybody have a pen so I can just put it? I should probably put that down in my outline. Okay. But the Ramban says that's absolutely not what it's talking about. What does the Ramban say? This refers to, thank you so much, this refers to... Exactly. Melechus Avoda refers to everything that does not entail Ochel Nefesh. But Ochel Nefesh is not Bechlal Melechus Avoda. Now, hold on one second. Now, it happens to be that the Ramban kind of qualifies what he's saying and says, this is just like a repetition of Achashe Yochal Ochel Nefesh. Meaning he thinks that the makor for the din is Achashe Yochal. Says that the Torah is trying to remind us kind of Melechus Avoda. That's kind of this formulation in Vayikra, in Chav Gimel Zayin. But Rebbe wanted to tell you that if you have this formulation of Melechus Avoda, you understand the way the Ramban does, you can say this is qualifying the nature of the heter of Ochel Nefesh, making it into Mamish Hutra. It's not Bechlal Melechus Avoda. There is no Isser of these Melechus of Ochel Nefesh, whatever they are. We're going to talk about that a little later, Melisha Ve'elach, whatever it is. But these Melechus are not Usser on Yom Tov Bechlal. So Rebbe pointed out that the Melechus and Beitzah Daf Yud Gimel and Bedap Erif, when he's commenting on the Gemara on Chav Gimel, we're going to get back to that later, Melechus Rashi Tosos. So the Ramban there says, he says there's Hutra only for Melechus that are not Melechus Avoda. He excludes Tzad V'Ktzira. Tzad V'Ktzira are Melechus Avoda. Melechus that are not Melechus Avoda, like, let's say, Shechita Bishel. Those are not Bechlal Melechus Avoda, and therefore, they're Mutra Gamre. And he says, Efshar Riba Od Yom is Mutra also. Even though I could have done it yesterday, I mamish can still do it now. I'm allowed to do whatever I want. That seems to fit very well with the Hutra approach. Now, we're going to qualify the Ramban. It's a little more complicated than that. And we're going to get back to that in a second. But that is the initial position of Hutra Mamish. So I couldn't find the Otsar Gonim. If anybody can, that'd be great. So the Rebbe quoted the Otsar Gonim Beitz Adav Yud Beis. I didn't see it there. But apparently the Gonim say that there are only 33 Malachos in Yom Tov. So that's an excellent makor for a Hutra Mamish Hutra approach. The Isser of Shechita does not exist on Yom Tov. There is no such thing. You're going to have a lot of difficulty explaining what? What would that give you a lot of difficulty explaining? Any limitations, such as? The Shem Nachri, the Shem Kol. It's going to be extremely difficult to explain those in Yanim. So we're going to talk about potential Teirutzin, but as Rebbe mentioned, this might be a little bit of an extreme formulation that's meant to give over a conceptual point, but not per se meant to actually mean that there aren't, these Malachas don't exist. So we'll get back to that. The Shudah Rid that we brought up in like the second to last year, where we finish, also is as an excellent lesson like this, in Simon Chaf Aleph, says, Ki'ilu hayachol gamor. That's what he says. These malachos, chol gamor, when it comes to ochel nefesh. And he attributes mitok to this as well. It makes a lot of sense. Okay? Fine. So that's another marker. So far we have three. We have the Ramban, the Otzar Gaonim, and the Shutarid. Okay? So the Shutarid will go back to some Beitzah Daf Yud Beis also. Seems to formulate this in an attempt to explain Shitas Rashi. And also tries to answer the questions of the Shem Kol and the Shem Nachri. Basically, what he says is, Rashi, we're going to get back to this is not the Ikra part we're going to be talking about as of now, but Dafyut Beis, Rashi basically says that Mitoch can apply even if there's no Tzorech whatsoever. Right? He says, Tiltol Avonim, you're just carrying rocks because you like carrying rocks, okay? It doesn't seem to have any Tzorech L'shut Yom, right? Tzorech L'guch, there's no Anah. And yet still, it's Mutr Mishum Mitoch, Elamai, there's Isser D'Rabbanan on Tirah. That's Rashi's Mahalak on Dafyut Beis and Beitzah. So the question is, if there's no tzorek whatsoever, then how on earth do you explain the iser of l'shem kol and l'shem nachri? Right? It's clear from many places, aka the machlokas Rabba and Rav Chista, when it comes to cooking on Yom Tov, the tzorek Shabbos, right? So they argue about whether it's mutter. Why? So Rabba says, I forgot which one says which. I don't know if we know which one says which. You might just say chad amar, chad amar, I think the Gemara says. So one says, am I wrong about that? Okay, fine, so good. So Rav Chista says, it's a shame call, it's Aser, Chaim Malkus. What does Rabbi respond? What does he respond? You're not high Malchus. Why?
Because they're
going to come. Ho wheel, right? Maybe they're going to come. Maybe guests are going to show up. Now, he doesn't say, I don't care if it's L'shem Kol. L'shem Kol is mutter anyway. That's not what he's arguing. What does he argue? That despite the fact that it's L'shem Kol, I still have the possibility of Orchim coming, and that creates L'shem Tzorach Yom Tov. That's Rabba's response. So what does that indicate from both Shittos? L'shem Kol is problematic, right? If I would do it when there are no, I'm in Antarctica, there's no possible guest that can show up. It's impossible. Then maybe it would become Asr, because it's L'shem Kol, right? So how do you explain Shittos Rashi? Rashi wanted to say that Shalom Tzorach Klal would still be mutter, right? Mitoch. So how do you explain that in light of this Gemara? Everybody with me? Everybody with the question of the Shittos Mekubetzes? It's actually a question of Tosfos. Shittos Mekubetzes is going to attempt to answer it, yeah? Shittos Mekubetzes says as follows. Machlokes HaSugyos, Rav and Rav Chisda don't hold of Mitoch, okay? That's why L'shem Kol is going to be problematic. But if you hold of Mitoch, it's Mamish Heter Gamur, and there's no problems whatsoever. Therefore, L'shem Kol would be mutter. He adds on addendum, L'shem Nachri will still be Aser. Xeris HaKasov. Okay? Something that he added on. Rebbe noted that he seems to say, like, don't ask me the reason. There's a cause of L'shem Nachri will be prohibited, but it's something different entirely. But there is no Shem Malacha. That is a very strong Hotra formulation. And the only reason why L'shem Nachri will be Usher is because there's a cause of. Okay? Everybody with me? This is Yud Beis and Beitza, yeah. It's on the next page in the notes. I don't know why that happens sometimes that the footnote goes to the next page. Okay. So another example of the Shittos Mekubetzes is formulating a Kutra-like approach, at least initially, is when he's explaining the Havamina of the Gemara Ksuba Stav Zayin Amda. Rebbe Yitzchak says, Lo b'chlal lo sasa kol malacha. Melechas ochel nefesh is not b'chlal lo sasa kol malacha. It doesn't even exist, b'chlal. That's what he seems to be saying. And also, he has to kind of scramble to explain L'shem Nachri and L'shem Kol, right? Because again, he kind of just says that it still exists, but the question is, if it's lo b'chlal lo sasa kol malacha, how on earth are you going to explain the fact that it's us or L'shem Nachri and L'shem Kol? That's the problem that we have. Okay? This is the Shiti Shana, yeah. The Shiti Mekubetzes. I think it's the Red Vaz, no? It's the, he's calling B'Shem the Red Vaz? What? Shiti Shana, okay, fine. Shiti, by the way, a lot of times when our Shiti Mekubetzes says Shiti Shana, he's quoting the Red Vaz, like, yeah. Happens a lot. My Shiti Mekubetzes is completely mislabeled all along. The footnoted one is much better. The last circuit that we did, mine labeled the Ritva as the Ra'ah. In the middle of the Ritva, it like broke up the Ritva in half and labeled it as the Ra'ah, it's not the Ra'ah. Like, problems like that. Anyway. Don't trust your Shittos Mekubetzes when it says that somebody is somebody. So anyway, okay. So, I don't mean Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi. I mean your editor of the Shittos Mekubetzes. So yeah, what? No, it's much better than Misayar Kukwan. The footnoted one is much better. I don't know if it has mistakes also, but I just know it has been making the mistakes that mine has been making. I guess that happens when you buy your Shittos Mekubetzes for $40. So fine. So that's what we have over here. We have these formulations of Hutro Legamre. And we have a basic question. Besides the Shittos Mekubetzes and Beitza, nobody's answering for us how on earth the Shem Kol and the Shem Nachri could be us. If it's Mamash Bo Bechlal Lo Sasek Malacha, how on earth is the Shem Nachri and the Shem Kol going to be us? Everybody with me in the question? Remember we had the Shittos Mekubetzes answer just a second ago? So Rebbe wanted to suggest two potential things to be Miyashik, okay? One is maintaining our Hutro Legamre approach. And that is, despite not having a Shem Malacha, okay, the Shem Akal and the Shem Kol fits under the category of Lo Sasek Malacha. Okay? Isser Malacha. Now, what does that mean? So, Rebbe formulated this a lot last year in the context of Masechet Shabbos, okay? To make a long story very short, basically, there are certain indications that things that don't fall under particular categories of Malacha can still fall under the general rubric of Lo Sasek Malacha. That there is such a thing as Lo Sasek Malacha outside, per se, the Malachas. Anybody want to throw out a sugya that Rebbe didn't mention in Shir this year that fits under that category?
Again.
Things that fit under Lo Sasek Kol Malacha, but not under a particular Malacha.
Mechamer.
What? Mechamer. Potentially, right? In Yevamos, Tavav, the Rashba discussion over there, on Mechamer. Shvusim.
Listen according to the Ramban.
Potentially, not even just according to the Ramban, meaning Ramban is talking about Shabbat Shabbosim. That's what he says is Shvusim are under that. But not Shabbat Shabbosim, Shabbosim, Yabachem.
Yeah.
But the Gemara on Kuf Yudal, Knevis Erech quotes Lo Sasek Kol Malacha, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Juggernaut.
Yeah. That's Yom Kippur Shabbos. We're going to get to the Juggernaut.
Yom Kippur Shabbos was the question.
What?
That was the whole
Yeah. Exactly. So Knevis Erech was one example of that. Don't ignore this completely. If you know, it's just good to be thinking, connecting the sugyas. Rebbe Gavos is like connecting a lot of different sugyas, and they all fit beautifully together. So just think about Kenevis Erek if you know the sugya. If you want to take a look at it, I'd really recommend it. But yeah, most of these rayas come from certain indications that muksa can be bechlal lo sasek umalach. That's Gemara Pesachim Dav Mem Zayin Beis. Gemara says explicitly that muksa is betoch lo sasek umalach. What? Potentially the Rambam. The Rambam is a little complicated when it comes to muksa. We noted that last year. Perichav Dalan and Hilchos Shabbos is very complicated. What exactly the Rambam is saying? Shrutzim, not necessarily muksa. Muksa is a little different than the Rambam. Yeah, but that's also not so clear. That's what the Ravid gets all upset about at the Rambam for. Because the Rambam doesn't say that it's because of Otsa.
What was the first option that said?
Pesachim Daf Mem Zayin Amid
Beis. The
Mechamer. Leading your animal on the Sabbath, on the Holy Sabbath.
Still remember how to share on that.
Yeah, so he owes us a share on that, right?
Of course, he also owes you a share on Zika.
Yeah, exactly. We're building up the list. Mechamer he was actually going to give, though. He just decided not to give it on Shabbos. Maybe next time he comes for Shabbos, you can ask him. But yeah, so Pesachim Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis basically says explicitly that Muksa is Bechlal Lo Sasek Umalach. It's almost black and white. The question is, what does that mean? So I can read you the Gemara, just quickly. So Muksa Deraisahu, Amalei, in! Vayobi Yom HaShishi, okay, Vamavayin, Vasara Mehacha, Melo Sasek Umalach. It's explicit Gemara Pesachim. So people work with that. But that might indicate that in certain contexts, Isuri Durabanan, for example, Muksa, can fit under the general category of Lo Sasek Umalach, despite the fact that they don't fit under any particular Av Malach. Okay, Rashi and Beitza is another famous example where basically Rashi says in Beitza Dachlav Zayin Amid Beis that Akshavei makes something Asur Misham Lasa Sakal Malacha, even though it's not actually Asur Misham any particular Malacha. Feeding animals Truma Tanei, he says, would become Asur Misham Malacha. He doesn't say what Malacha because it isn't a Malacha. Elamai, because of the Akshavei, becomes Bechlavo Sasaka Malacha despite the fact it doesn't fit under any particular category of Malacha. Okay? You take a look at the Rashi over there.
Makapadish, but bigger.
Yeah, it's very similar to Makapadish. Rozek likes to refer to Makapadish as the ultimate protector of Olos HaSakol Malacha.
The catch-all,
yeah. So good. Yeah, that's the, we're not going to get into that right now. But yeah, that's the first teretz, basically, what Rebbe wanted to say over here. Ein Hanami, there is no shame Malacha whatsoever for Avara, for Bishol, on Yom Tov. Mabish 33 Malachos, that's it. There is no shame Malacha for any of these things. Ay, the Hakam Lashem Nakar, the Shem Kol Biyasar. When it's l'shem nothing l'shem kol, an akshavei or something of that nature is taking place to allow these actions to fall into the rubric of lo sasek umalacha, despite the fact that they are not b'chlal havara, not b'chlal shchita, not b'chlal bishul. They are under the rubric of lo sasek umalacha. So he said, it's a chiddush, but a geshmak one. That's basically what he said. Okay, it's a massive chiddush, but it would be a very very interesting mahal. What? No, he didn't say geshmak. That's true. Okay, so fine. That was his first. That was his first suggestion. The second suggestion is the Iker, and it's going to bring us into the third suggestion of what the nature of heterochal nefesh is. And that is that this doesn't mean hutchal the gamre. Nobody's arguing that there is mamish no shame malacha for bishul, no shame malacha for avar. That's impossible. Elamai, right? What is really going on over here? We're going to see if it's very very well with many different things. Malachas yom tov becomes heter gamre. Meaning, it's treated as if it's hutchal the gamre, as if the shame malacha doesn't exist, but only if it is determined to be a Malachas Yom Tov, a Malachas Yom, something that contributes to the Kedushas Yom of Yom Tov. Then it's like, I would say it's like a super hutra. He never used that formulation, but okay, back to where Yavama says. It's something that is Heter Gomer because it specifically contributes to the day as opposed to detracting from it. Okay? Everybody with me?
Is this like the last answer you just said for the Nakri question?
Now, this is going to answer the Nakri question. What do you mean? This is Rebbe's answer for the Nakri question, but remember, he's kind of qualifying what Heter Gamor means. It doesn't actually mean Hutchul Gamri, that there's no shame malach. The Gaonim didn't actually mean that when they said it. They're trying to argue a concept, make it a conceptual argument by making a very strong formulation, right? Otherwise, they can't explain the shame kol, the shame nakri. The Shittim Gubetz is not saying that, by the way. Rebbe did not make that. Shittim Gubetz is pretty clear what he says. When he says lo b'chal lo sasek malacha, he meant that. But
he said it for the Shita also.
What?
He said it for the Shita also.
For the Shita, and even in... Okay, so I'm wrong. Oh yeah, sorry, I meant Beitza. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Ksubasi did say it for the Shita. I meant the Shita and Beitza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Shita and Beitza seems to be a little more clear on that. But yeah, because when he says Gzeres HaKasav L'Shem Nakri and L'Shem Enachnami L'Shem Kol Rimutter. Yeah, no, Enachnami. Sorry, I apologize. Jonathan's 100% right, Rebbe did want to suggest that the Shita and Beitza also. When they say Hutchul Degamri, they don't actually mean Hutchul Degamri, they mean Heter Gomor B'Malechas Yom Tov, okay? So what does that mean? We're going to go a little more into it right now. That's the third option. Hutchul B'Malechas Yom B'Malechas Yom Tov, okay? Everybody with me? Is that good? Everybody good with the Hutchul Degamri? The question from the Shem Kol, the Shem Nakri, the alternative answers? Everybody's with me? Okay, awesome. Okay. So, I took like a direct excerpt from my notes over here because I liked it a lot. from last year. I directly quoted Rebbe, so yeah, this is from last year. Basically, there's an inherent Isser Malacha on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. What is Shabbos defined by? Isser Malacha. That is what Shabbos is. Lo Tazak HaMalacha is the definition of Kedushas HaYom of Shabbos. What's a very good proof of that? You see how Malachos take on more of a Hashivos in the context of Shabbos. A.K.A. Chilt Malachos. The Gemara on Makos, the Mishnah Makos in the third paragraph says explicitly that there is no Chilt Malachos for Yom Tov, yet there is Chilt Malachos for Shabbos. Everybody know what Chilt Malachos is, by the way? You kind of like throw it out there.
Yeah.
It's a concept from last year. No?
No.
Okay. Chilt Malachos is as follows. Let's say it's Shabbos, okay? I forget that Hutzah and Havara are Asar on Shabbos. And I do both. Okay? The concept of Chilut Malachos is essentially that I'll be chayav two chatos. Despite the fact that it was one Shabbos, if it's Shigigas Malacha, if I forget the Malacha that I just did, if I forgot that the Malacha that I did was Asar, I'm going to be chayav two chatos. Shigigas Shabbos, I'd only be chayav one. That's a discussion for another time. If I forgot that it was Shabbos, I'd only be chayav one. But let's ignore that for a second. It's all the beginning of Klal Gadol. Yom Tov? Let's say I forget that Havara and... Oh, that, I shouldn't say Havara. Let's say I forget that Bona. No. Shnei Bote Nir and Oreg are Aser. So if I forget those two things, I'm only behind one set of Malkos. Sorry, not forgetting. I'm only behind one set of Malkos for transgressing two Malkos, even Bemezin, on Yom Tov. Okay? There's no Chelok Malkos. You don't get separate Onshin for transgressing several Malkos on Yom Tov. Okay, everybody with me? Okay. So, what does that indicate about the nature of Shabbos? Shabbos is defined by Malacha. Every single Malacha is an inherent pegima in the Kedushas of the Yom of Shabbos. By Yom Tov, what is the intention of Malacha? To facilitate Mikra Kodesh, to facilitate Kedushas of the Yom that allows for the goal of Yom Tov to take place. And what is that goal? We're going to talk about it in a second. That's all. Actually, I'll just say it right now. Yom Tov, the goal is, right? Simchas Achag, right? Being together with other people. The Meshach Chachman and Vayikra, we're going to talk about it in a second. It's about... Right, making sure that's not Simchas Kreso, right, Asher? But it's about having, I didn't mean that as like, he's like, all of the Simchas Kreso. That's not what I meant. Anyway, so it's all about facilitating the Simchas Hayom, right? Everybody being together. That's what we need, it's a Malacha for in a certain sense. If everybody's going to be going to work, if everybody's going to be going out and doing what they normally do every single day, that's going to be lost. That Kedushas Hayom will be lost. But Heter Ochel, what is Ochel Nefesh? Ochel Nefesh is just, if you make these things usher, it's detracting from the Kedushas Hayom. I want to be able to make things for other people. I want to be able to feed my Orchim. I want to be able to share with Aniyim and Leviim, right? That's the whole point of Simchas Yom Tov. That's the whole point. That's the reason why Ochel Nefesh won't be usher. Okay? There's something that Rebbe developed over the course of the entire year. So there are certain indications that Heter Ochel Nefesh is not like a kula to facilitate Simchas Yom Tov. It has to do with the inherent Isser Malacha of the Yom, or not. Meaning, why does Shabbos not have inherent Isser? Why does Shabbos not have a Heter Ochel Nefesh? Because there's an inherent Isser Malacha. Each Malacha, including Shechita Navara, is an inherent Pekim of the Kedushas Yom. Yom Tov, it's not that way. That's the reason why there is a Heter Ochel Nefesh. So the Sefer HaMaanik is one of Rebbe's favorite Shittos to quote in this context. It's a very strong Raya. Basically, the Sefer HaMaanik is discussing whether it's Mutter to fast on Rosh Hashanah, on Shabbos, Maaseret Shuvah, Shabbos Shuvah. So he goes to Rav Natro Nigon, who says that it's mutter to fast on Shabbos of Shabbos Shuvah, but not on Rosh Hashanah. That's what Rav Natro Nigon says. And the Sefer HaMaanik says, Lehefek, Adarava. What does he say? Shagama Shabbos min HaTorah, Diksiv Bei Ukarasa Shabbos Oneg. First of all, Shabbos is an Inyan of Oneg also. That's what he says. Then he says, V'chamor Meyom Tov. Lagabe what? Lagabe Ochel Nefesh. What's this example where Shabbos is more chamor than Yom Tov? Lack of Heter Ochel Nefesh. Now let me ask you a question for a second. If you would have initially tried to prove that it's Usher to fast on Shabbos and Mutter to fast on Yom Tov, on Rosh Hashanah, what would be the last thing that you would quote as a riot? Heter Ochel Nefesh! The fact that I'm allowed to cook things on Yom Tov kind of indicates that I shouldn't be fasting on it. Right? That's what the Nitziv and that's what the Shakas Ari were saying. The fact that I can cook things probably indicates I should be eating and that I can't fast. Shabbos, maybe I can't fast. I don't have to cook, right? That's the reason why there's no Heter. Lahefach says the Sefer HaMaanik. What is the nature of Heter Ochel Nefesh? Says the explains Rav Rosenzweig. How does Kedushas Hayom work? According to the Sefer HaMaanik, fasting should be a direct correlate with the Kedushas Hayom. The more and stronger the Kedusha exists, the less likely I'll be able to fast. Fasting is a problem with Kedushas Hayom. And what's the indication of more powerful Kedushas Hayom? A more powerful manifestation of Isser Malacha? The fact that Shabbos does not have a Heter Ochel Nefesh. This is exactly what Rebbe was trying to say. Heter ochel nefesh is a product of a non-inherent Isser Malacha on Yom Tov. Shabbos has an inherent Isser Malacha. It has a more powerful manifestation of Kedushas HaYom, and therefore, it would be more problematic to fast. Does everybody understand Rebbe's explanation of the Sefer HaManik? Remember, it's key to assume that Isser Tainis correlates with Kedushas HaYom. The higher the Kedushas HaYom, the less likely you'll have Isser Tainis. The less likely you'll have the opportunity for Tainis. Okay? Everybody good on that? That's the Sefer HaManik and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Okay. One second. I'm trying to be like very paper, saving paper, so I like put double-sided sheets. What time is it?
Okay,
1:37. Okay, fine. Let's get going. All right. Another implication of this mahalach in Heter Ochel Nefesh is the Sefer HaMitzvah Sla Rambam. Okay? Which mitzvah is it? It's mitzvah that say...
Kuf
Samach Zayin. Very impressive. Basically, the Rambam says that he puts Heter Ochel Nefesh in the context of the Aseh of Yom Tov. Where would you have thought the Heter Ochel Nefesh belongs? In the lot. The lot does not exist in cases of Heter Ochel Nefesh. It's not what the Rambam does. The Rambam says that the Aseh of Yom Tov, to establish Yom Tov, oh, by the way, there's a Heter Ochel Nefesh. Meaning that the whole point of Isser Malacha on Yom Tov is to establish the Mikra Kodesh, the Kedushas HaYom of Yom Tov, and Heter Ochel Nefesh is a very, if anything, is a key element in that. Or, the reason why Ochel Nefesh is Mutter is because it's not a problem with the Mikra Kodesh of Yom Tov. If anything, it facilitates it. Okay? That's the reason why the Rambam puts Heter Ochel Nefesh on the Aseh of Yom Tov. Okay? Yeah? Nods? Everybody good? Okay, the Meshech Chachma, you should look at it inside, it's gorgeous, it's a beautiful Meshech Chachma. We're basically the Meshech Chachma, Toby pointed out to Rebbe last year, and it's almost exactly what Asher was saying, mentions like everything that's there. Where basically he says that the reason why on Shabbos all these things are Asher is that the goal is not to go and join everybody. Kol ish v'ish b'pnei atzmahu, levada hu yoshev osik b'torah. The whole point is to be misached im ha-rabbono shalom through tefillah b'torah. He actually says, actually Torah, I don't think he says tefillah. Yosef Osef Torah, sorry. And he says that through us connecting to the Rosh Hashanah, we become Echad. That's the goal of Shabbos. Yom Tov is to actually become Echad physically. We invite each other into each other's homes. We feed each other. We shecht. We eat. That's what we do. We have to be able to go outside the Tchum, outside Hotzah. He says there's no Isser Tchum on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, right? We know that's a discussion. But Hotzah, he says, is Motel Gamer because we need people to be able to go to each other's houses. It's exactly what Rebbe was saying. Fits beautifully with the nature of Heter Ochel Nefesh. Why it's not allowed on Shabbos. Yeah, Jonathan, what's up?
You can finish your sentence.
Yeah, no. I,
okay.
That was like a weird like inflection like at right. The end. I do not mean to do. Yeah.
For the Rambam in the essay, he says that Shabbos and Yom Tov are fundamentally the exact same thing. And the only difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is Tosafot Ravot regarding Shabbos. So if you're saying that...
Interesting.
In that essay that Rebbe was pointing to.
Yeah. So I have to take a look at it.
It's a little weird to then say that. Oh, I know
what happened at the end of the line. I don't have the end of the halacha here. I don't remember that. You have to be careful when the Rambam says that, especially the end of the mitzvot and the Sefer mitzvot, he might just be talking about dinim. Meaning, if you know the dinim of Yom Tov, you know the dinim of Shabbos, except there are extra and yon. Remember, the Rambam always is talking about where we know dinim from at the end of the mitzvot and the Sefer mitzvot. You know, when he says, Kavar, Hisbarnu etzeb, Peirush HaMishnayis, whatever, or like elsewhere in the Sefer Mitzvot, there. He's very into explaining where we get the dinim from, or the Paragimel to Ksubis, or something like that. So it might be that that's what he's saying. Can you look up the Lulashon?
Yeah, I got it. He says.
Fancy Mac, it takes forever.
No, it's not me, it's Barilon. Okay. Belachen yedin ashvisa ha'hi din echad kol yantef. For kfar is baru mishpate ashvisa azos, kulam zav is yantef. Ulam ashvisa ha'mutalas b'shabes b'yom ha'kipurim, hi gam ken ashvisa ha'hi be'atma b'tosafot rabot. Ki eno mutar b'shnei yamad.
Kfar hodanu is mishpate ha'ad. What did he say before that? I told you, it's at the end of the halacha.
Kfar is baru mishpate ashvisa.
Yeah, he's talking about how we know these dinim. He's in the context now of telling you. Oh, by the way, you already explained these dinim.
He interjects and says, ulam, by the way. He should have stopped.
I don't know. I hear what you're saying, but when he's already in the mode of like Mishpatenu Adin Zeh, I think like you could very much argue that he's just saying practically Shabbos has all these surim of Yom Tov and additionally surim elsewhere.
There's no reason to say that.
What?
There's no reason to say that.
There's no reason not to.
There's reason not to because you're giving away giving an implication that's not.
Okay. Agree to disagree. I don't know. We can talk about it later. Let me take a look at it inside better later. I hear what you're saying, though. I hear. It's a good point. Okay. Okay, Yom Kippur has no Heter Ochel Nefesh. We have to hurry up. So, Yom Kippur has no hetter of ochel nefesh. The question is why? Okay, this is going to be something that contributes. This is a fourth raya to Rebbe's mahalach in the nature of hetter ochel nefesh, something that we also highlighted last year. So why does Yom Kippur have no hetter ochel nefesh? So on one end you have the Netziv Nahamikdavar, which we already mentioned, right? Also, if you look at his comments on Chaf Gimel Gimel, he also his explanation of the Ramban's mahalach on Chaf Gimel Gimel of why Shabbos appears as the first Bitter Kodesh also fits very well with this. The Netziv says, if it were for the fact that Yom Kippur had a heter achila, 100% there would be a heter ochel nefesh. What? If it weren't for the fact that Yom Kippur had iser achila, then there would 100% be a heter ochel nefesh, despite the fact that Yom Kippur has kares, despite the fact that it's Shabbat Shabbason, despite the fact that it's very similar to Shabbos, like I've become a yon, and in fact, many achronim at the Havamina to assume that Yom Kippur has chiluk malachos, Pnei Yoshua and Daf Samach and Shabbos, Daf Ayin and Shabbos, Ayin and Aleph. The Netziv still says there would be heter ochel nefesh, not for the fact that there was inoy. Okay? Zot Rebbe, not necessarily. Shabbat Shabbason, says the Torah. What is Yom Kippur? The paradigm of Kedusha Yom. It's compared to Shabbos. In fact, Tosefa Shabbos is learned out from where? Yom Kippur. That's one of Rebbe's favorite mahalchim, right? He says almost every single year before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the ultimate paradigm of Kedusha Yom, in a certain sense. Not necessarily. It has to do with Shabbos, but it's very similar to Shabbos in that sense. It might have chiluk malachos, right? So basically, and it's also chai kari, unlike Yom Tov, which is only chai et malchus, it has inherent iser malach. So regardless of the inoy, we're not going to say regardless because Rebbe's whole mahalach is that the inoy is inherently connected with the iser malacha, but even let's say there wasn't any inoy, there wasn't any iser kindness, there still could have been a havmi and there was no heter ochel nefesh. Even though it's mutter to eat on Yom Kippur, why? It's not the same as Yom Tov. It does have inherent Isser Malacha. Okay? Everybody with me? Yeah? Head nods? Okay. So, the Ramban in his Perish Al Torah, this is a separate Raya. So he has this famous Havamina that Rebbe likes a lot. Why is Shabbos, what? This is going to be number five, yeah. So why is Shabbos in the Parsha Samoadin? Basically, the Mikra Kodesh that first starts off is Shabbos, and then the Torah says again, the Eilu Mikra Kodesh, and it goes through all the Yom Tov. Which is why Shabbos is there. So the Ramban's second shot there is he has a Havamina that I would have thought that without Shabbos appearing in the Parshas Amodim, if Shabbos would have coincided with Yom Tov, there would be a Heter Ochel Nefesh. That's the Havamina. Fascinating. He says, Kamashvila, not that way. So the way Rebbe likes to explain the Havamina of this Ramban, it actually works very well. It's very hard to explain the Havamina and the Maskana unless you say what Rebbe's saying. The Havamina was a juggernaut, Kedusha Zayom, right? Does everybody know what a juggernaut is?
I'll get the Google.
Besides the bad guy in X-Men. By the way, true fact, he is not a mutant. I the movies were mamish like Zalzo. Yeah. Sorry. Okay, just making sure that you guys knew. Anyway, yeah. It's a Kiyum. Okay, so basically a juggernaut, what Rebbe said when he says juggernaut is essentially that when two things coincide, they combine to create this like unstoppable force. That's what a juggernaut actually is. What he means is that two things don't clash and fight with each other. They combine to create something bigger and greater. See what when he says juggernaut conditions Yom Tov, that's usually what he means. So when Shabbos and Yom Tov combine, it's not Shabbos and Yom Tov, or Shabbos versus Yom Tov. Chas v'shalom, it's Shabbos Yom Tov, okay? So like when you write in your notes, you have to put like a hyphen in the middle, or like make it italicized. You have to combine them, that's the whole point, okay? That's juggernaut conditions Yom. So I would have thought that the Kedusha Yom of Shabbos is influenced by the Kedusha Yom of Yom Tov to the point where it would allow for Heter Ochel Nefesh. The Kamash Malon, Shabbos is so antithetical to Isser Malacha, to Heter Ochel Nefesh, that Shabbos can't even exist with Malacha. The concept of Shabbos without all 39 Malachos is inconceivable. Can't exist. Okay? Yeah? Everybody get that? Two different explanations that Rebbe has. And that, once again, fits beautifully with Rebbe's Mahalach, that I would have thought that the Isser Malacha of Yom Tov, the nature of the Isser Malacha, would have been able to influence Shabbos. Kamash Malon, it's not. Now, a lot of people like to say, oh no, the Havamina is that, this is what the Netziv basically says. If you look at the Netziv's interpretation of this, it's that Heter Ochel Nefesh, I would have thought that when Yom Tov coincides with Shabbos, now we have a mitzvah of Simcha. So now we should do, now we should have Heter Malacha. So that's another alternative way of understanding this, the Havamina and the Ramban. The Netziv puts it that way. I think both explanations fit beautifully with the two different mahakam that we've been proposing. Okay? So if you want to take a look at the Netziv's comments there. Hamikdavar, he says it in Chaf Gimel Gimel.
What did he say?
Oh, he says that I would have thought that there's no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. That's the reason why there's no Heter Ochel Nefesh. Once there's a mitzvah of Simcha, I would have thought that now there's a Heter Ochel Nefesh, even on Shabbos. Essentially, that if Shabbos would have a mitzvah of Simcha, which some people hold, by the way, there'd be Heter Ochel Nefesh. That's what the Netziv basically says. So that I think mamash bikatze l'katze. I think it's beautiful. Two explications of the two different mahalach. Everybody with me? Okay, fine. So that was fine. So let's go into an alternative. Now let's get more into ochel nefesh and mitoch. Okay. So what we're trying to show now is that the nature of mitoch is that it has to be meleches yom tov. Why does it have to be meleches yom tov in order to have butchura? Exactly the reasons that Rebbe was saying. It has to contribute to the kedushas hayom in order to be under the rubric of heter. And once it is, it's going to be heter gamma. It's mamash not even us. Okay. But it has to contribute to the yom. It has to be a meleches yom tov. It has to be a meleches hayom. Yeah.
Did Rebbe formulate the hutcha option in two ways?
He may have, yeah. Let me hear.
No, one was either tempering the hutcha aspect or one tempering the matir aspect.
Matir, what do you mean matir?
I mean the chuyah versus, yeah, one tempering
the hutcha. Yeah, we're going to get to that. He's going to show how, yes, 100%, he did say that. He said that it's very difficult to take the extreme options.
Right.
So we can talk about that at the end a little bit after. This was his preferred mahalach,
right.
And he said how you can temper the hutra, the gamre, and the and dechia. The problem is, it's very, as he noted himself, like you have like 40 different options,
right,
like in between. We can talk about particular manifestations of that, but like 100%, almost 100% right. Just note, Rebbe did note that you can't really say dechuya the gamre and hetra the gamre unless you're the shidduch mukubetz and dafya bezin beitza. It's very difficult. So you probably have to temper the mahalchim in some way. It's not going to be that there's no shem malacha whatsoever. There has to be some kind of shem malacha. However, it becomes heter gamur once it's fit into a certain context. That's kind of what Rebbe was saying with malachas yom tov. And even dechuya, you can't say necessarily that, like, in certain cases, as we'll see as it comes up and comes up later, that mamish, it's still mamish us, but gamur. For many people, the whole concept of the mitok dictates that the dechuya might have a more expanding effect than just on the heter ochel nefesh mamish. It's not like beis shammai and the gamur. Okay? So we're going to talk about that. What? Does anybody have a question? Nope? Okay. So we have the Machlokes Rashi and Tosos in Beitza on Daf Yud Beis and Daf Kof Gimel. Okay? So what do they argue about? So in Beitza Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara brings down the Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Gemara discusses what the Nekudas HaMachlokes is. Its first Havamina is what? The first Nekudas HaMachlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Not the first. That's not the first. In Erev Rotzel B'Yom Tov, right? That's the first Havamina. Am I getting it wrong? Am I getting it the other way around? Oh, it's in the middle. Okay, fine. Sorry. Fine. So first the Gemara says Mitoch. No, maybe it's in Erev Rotzel. The Gemara says no, because then what would you not be able to explain? Tilto Eitzem Anav Vavanim. So then the Gemara says, rather the Machlokes is Mitoch. Okay? So, the way that Rashi explains that Gemara, he says that, why is a Tilto Avanim, so first of all he says, we should just clarify, because this is important for the conceptual understanding of Rashi. He says, what was the problem with saying that Tilto Eitzem Avanim would be Asur Midrabanan if there was in Erev Rotzel? What's the problem? Rashi says if there's no Erev Rotzel, there's mamash no concept of tiltum. Right? Which fits very well with what we spoke about last year in Shabbos. We're not going to have to talk about this right now. Basically, muksa seems to be based on hotza. That's the Gemara's in Kol HaKelim? No. It's not Kol HaKelim. What's after Kol HaKelim? The paragraph after Kol HaKelim. I don't remember what daf it was on. The Gemara basically says explicitly that muksa is based off of hotza. Pesukim in Nechemya. So Rabbi quotes, basically, therefore Rashi says, if there's no Erev Otzah B'Yom Tov, if there's no Isser of Otzah B'Klal, then there can't be Isser Totem. There can't be. Rashi says, El Mai, what's the Maskan Zagamara? Mitov Shehoj Otzah Koshanani Shalol Otzoreh. Afilu Shalol Otzoreh HaYom Tov. That even if I do Otzah Shalol Otzoreh, it will still be Mutr Lagamre. But there's Isser Dorabanan on Tircha of Totem, of carrying around things that are very heavy. Right? That's what Rashi says. So Tosfos disagree. He said, of course you need a Tzorech. They prove it from many places, one of which is the Machlokes Rabban Rav Chista regarding Ofel B'Yom Tov, right? For Shabbos. Basically, both of them seem to agree that it can't be L'Shem Kol. For Tosfos, that means that you need some kind of L'Shem Tzorech Hayom, right? And two, says Tosfos, what difference is there between Ein Erev Otzah and Mitoch? According to Rashi, Mitoch is mamish mutter in all cases. You don't even need a tzorech. So how can you tell me that there's a problem with having Isser Derabanan and Toto Avanim when there's no Shem Otza whatsoever because Ein Erev Otza, but Mitoch, which is always mutter anyway, you can't have an Isser Derabanan. What's Pshat? That's Tosis' question. Okay? So we'll get back to that in a second. So I just wanted to point it out. Did I write this down over here? I did. It's not so clear. Isaac got like really upset about this during. It's not so clear that Rashi means that Mamish has to have like no Tzorech whatsoever. What it means is like we have a much more liberal standard of what's considered Tzorech. Basically, if I want to do something, then it counts. If somebody else wants me to do something and it doesn't count, well, l'shem chol, then it's not going to be even something that I want to do now. So the footnote in the Shulchan Aruch clearly thinks that. I think it's the footnote, the guy who appears in the middle and like the plus signs. He basically says like l'shem tzorech mashu. He says something like that. He has like some kind of l'shem with that. Basically, Rashi might just hold that like if I want to do it, then it counts. If I don't want to do it, but the Nachmi wants to do it, or if I want to do it, but only because I want it for tomorrow, that's not wanting it now. And that becomes a problem. You could say that for Rashi. I think there's room to say that. I think the Be'er Halacha plays with the idea a little bit. Rebbe did not suggest that in Shir. Rebbe did not suggest that. When Isaac was going back at him, he like was mashman it for a little bit. But I don't think he thinks that Rashi holds. So that would answer the Shem Nachmi and the Shem Kol question. So what about Einer Votzal Mitoch? Excellent, very powerful question. And the answer is, so first of all, you could have answered that it has to do with the nature of the Issur Rabbanan, but I don't think that's what Rashi's saying either. Rashi basically thinks that this isn't Hutra Lagamri to the point where it's Mamish Mutter, no Shem Malacha whatsoever. There is a Shem Malacha. It's not Einer Votzal when it comes to Mitoch. There is Otzal B'Yom Tov. Elamai, when it's a Malachas Yom Tov, Mamish becomes Heter Gavur. But only when it's a Malachas Yom Tov. The Shem Malacha is still there. It's exactly what Rebbe was saying within the previous Maga that we gave, all the different riots that we gave previously. That is Shittas Rashi here. Yeah.
What was the footnote in the
Shudarid? He basically says that even Rashi agrees that you need some kind of Tzorek Tzas. He has like a Lashon Tzorek Tzas or something. I underlined it somewhere. I'll show it to you later. It's somewhere in my notes later on. What? No, he just puts it out that you see that the Rid agrees with. He said the Rid does not agree with Rashi that you just need a little Tzorek. Yeah, I close it there, Haga. But I just think it's important to know. So anyway, Rashi says that this isn't Hutchel the Gamrik, the point there's no Shem Malacha. There is a Shem Malacha, Elamai Heter Gamor, when it's a Malacha Yom Tov. Why is this very, very compelling? Because as soon as you look at Rashi and Daf Kaf Gimel, if you take a Hutchel the Gamrik approach, everything seems to flip on its head. Why? What's the Malacha between Rashi, Tosas, and Daf Kaf Gimel? Somebody help me out? Right, so the particular application is the Mishnah says that Seidas Dagim is Aser B'Yom Tov, right? And the question is why? Rashi says, Efshar Mibo Od Yom, you could have set up the trap yesterday. There wouldn't have been any problems. Tos say, that's ridiculous. Efshar Mibo Od Yom is not problematic when it comes to Heter Ochel Nefesh Ba'atzmo, right? What's their proof? Anybody know? So one of the things that they're fond of quoting. In Megillah Shabbos.
Amen.
It's the Amen Gemara, right? The Amen Gemara and Daf Zayin, where basically Rabbi Huda says, "Machshirei ochel nefesh efshar mibo od yom is aser." But what's the implication of Rabbi Huda? Efter ochel nefesh mamish is mutter, even if it was efshar. That's what Tosis' main raya is against Rashi. The Ramban also in the Machamas uses Rabbi Lezer, but it's very similar. Rabbi Lezer is the one who says, "Machshirei ochel nefesh or even mutter if they're efshar," and the Ramban says the same thing. Clearly, by implication, meaning that they only argue about machshirei ochel nefesh whether efshar or efshar. But hetter ochel nefesh itself mutter legamrei no matter what, even if it's efshar mibo od yom. It says Rebbe, if you look at this machlokas initially, at first glance, Rashi seems to be taking the dechuya approach. Why? Efshar mibo od yom, you have no right to be doche yom tov anymore. There's a shem malacha here. Your only heter is if it's necessary to facilitate simchas yom tov, and you lost your chance. You messed up. So the shem malacha kicks back in, and now it's usher. That's what Rashi would have seemed to be saying originally. Tosos would be saying the opposite. Heter chol nefesh means there's no shem malacha. There's Heter Gamor. You don't have to worry about the fact that you could have done it from before Yom Tov. It's mutter now. There's no Shem Malacha. Or just a more expansive Heter. Sucked Rebbe. That would mean that Rashi and Tosfos are flipping around their positions from Daf Yud Beis to Chaf Gimel. Not if you say what Rebbe said within Rashi and Daf Yud Beis. If it's Pshat and a Malachas Yom Tov, something that's Efshar Mibo Od Yom is not Malachas Yom Tov by its very definition. It was Efshar Mibo Od Yom means that it's Malacha from yesterday. It's Malachas Etmol. It's not Malachas Hayom. You'll see that formulation in the Rishonim a lot. Malachas etmo. Right? Rashi thinks that this is no longer a malacha shebiyom. So Enechanami turns into Heter Gamor as soon as it's Malachas Yom Tov. But when it's not Malachas Yom Tov, it's Mamash Isser Gamor. Okay? Everybody get Shittas Rashi? Beautiful, beautiful explanation. Yeah?
I want to say this thing.
So Tosfos, once again, this is exactly what Shlomo was referring to before. You can't say that Tosfos are like Mamish Heter Gamor or Mamish Tekuya, and there was a steer between Tosas. I'm gonna get back to that in a second. It's a good question. Okay, we're gonna get back to that in 1 second. If you look at the Machamos, Rebbe wanted to say this is his qualification of the Machamos. Despite the fact that the Machamos also says that Efshar mi ba'od yom is mutter, if you look at him, he also seems to be formulating things this way, if you look at him carefully. What does he say? He says at the end of his piece, the Torah was only matir melechos shel yuman, not melechos of yamim rabim, only melechos that happen on Yom Tov and on Yom Tov alone, not melechos that generally extend past Yom Tov. So I can just ask, okay, Shkoya, I appreciate that, but if I could be dutokin now and just on Yom Tov and facilitate Simchas Yom Tov, then why isn't it mutter? What's the problem? Zop the Ramban, inherently this is not a malacha of meleches Yom Tov. By definition, this is a malacha that generally expands through many days of work, and therefore it can't be considered to be a meleches Yuman to just fit into the context of meleches Yom Tov. Therefore, it's going to become us, right? That's why he explains certain malachas not filling under meleches Avodah. Yakir doesn't look happy. What? Oh, okay, fine. He gave like a freaky look. After this is coming from the Bachar Mibrisk, we have to be like very careful with when he doesn't like something, you have to be very careful. Okay, yeah. So that's what the Machama seems to be saying at the end of his piece. He plays around Rebbe Mort noted. The Machama's many times, the Ramban Torah Adam, remember he spoke about this in the Congress of Hills, he's playing around with formulations. I don't think the Machama seems to be indicating that throughout, but it does fit. It fits very well with his formulations at the end. But just note that he also holds Efshar Mibo Od Yom, which contributes to David's question, right? Tosfos might say Efshar Mibo Od Yom, it doesn't mean that they have to hold Tehuya Lagamre, right? That's exactly what the Ramban saying. Melechus Yuman, but you could still have Melechus Yuman even if it's Efshar Mibo Od Yom, okay? What? Rebbe thinks so. Rebbe's very fond of this Mahalach. He thought that it could fit with many, many different people. So yeah, how much time do we have?
Until when do you want?
Okay.
We have all day. Some of us might have to leave the class.
Exactly. So 2:30. You can do 2:30.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You could do 2:40.
Okay. Okay. So okay. Fine. So we'll.
I
hear. Hiki Avininu. Hiki Avininu. Okay. So.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Good times. So, fine. So this is just something that's a Derek Aga point that's very important. The Machamas and Tosas try to prove from Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yehuda, we just noted this, that Efshar Mibo Od Yom is not problematic, right? They note that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar are only discussing Machshiri Achol Nefesh Efshar Mibo Od Yom. But everybody agrees that Achol Nefesh itself is going to be Mutal the Gamri even if it is Efshar Mibo Od Yom. That's their Raya. What was Rav Rosenzweig's rejection of that Raya? I personally think this is like a Rav Lichtenstein thing. It's like you always have to be able to apply like this type of logic. What's the problem with the assumption of those? And Rebbe's favorite phrase, by the way, "Mid Rebbe Yehuda Neshmal Chachamim." It's like his favorite phrase in like all of Shabbat. Why? Because what does he like to say? No, not Efshar, not Mid Neshmal Rebbe Yehuda Efshar Chachamim. Mid Rebbe Yehuda Neshmal Chachamim. I remember last year, and remember Junesman when we quoted that Baal Or that says "Mid Rebbe Yehuda Neshmal Chachamim."
That was the last year.
It was the last year, and I forgot about that particular line in the Baal Or, and I was talking about all the different conditions of the Baal Or, and Rebbe's like, "That's true," but he was like waiting for me to say it so he could like yell, but that's not true. So he had to say it himself in the end. It was awkward. But yeah, so it's one of his favorite phrases. Why? Because it's right to say maybe not, especially when you have Rashi, who clearly assumes not that way. What could be the machlokes? Meaning, how can you say that Rashi? What would Rashi's response be? Somebody want to try? Somebody want to go for it? No? Okay. So this is a very important conceptual point. Wow. Okay, I wonder where that came from. Actually, I made an edit. That's awkward. Okay, so basically, what's the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rebbe Yehuda? It's about whether Machshiri Ochel Nefesh even exists. Right? Is there a heter for Machshiri Ochel Nefesh? What's the machlokes between Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Yehuda? Whether Machshiri Ochel Nefesh or Efshar Mibo Od Yom? Now, is that just a technical machlokes? Whether I learn that Machem? Or what could it be? What could it be more? What does that indicate, though? According to Rebbe Yehuda, what's the nature of the heter Ochel Nefesh? It's different than the nature of heter Ochel Nefesh with the Chachamim. Why? The fact that he's Matir Machshirim and the Chachamim are not indicate a fundamental machlokes in the nature of the heter Ochel Nefesh. Don't bring me riots from Rabbi Yehuda. Mid Rabbi Yehuda Nishma Lachachanim. Rabbi Yehuda can say whatever he wants about Etzem Ochel Nefesh, that all of a sudden Efshar Mibo Od Yom will still be mutter. The Chachamim have a completely different perspective on the nature of Heter Ochel Nefesh. So after Rabbi, what could be the Nakudas HaMachlokes? For Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar, you could argue that Heter Ochel Nefesh is extremely practical, practically oriented. I need my food. I need to get my food. Did I make a mistake? Yes, I'm sorry I made a mistake. But I need my food for Simchas Yom Tov. Hence, it's going to be mutter. Even Makshirim, according to Rabbi Elazar, is going to be mutter for that reason. I could have sharpened the knife yesterday, yes. Do I need my cow now? Yes, I need my cow. So I'm going to sharpen the knife and I'm going to shackle the cow. Sorry. That's what Rabbi Elazar and Yehuda are going to say. The Chachamim, absolutely not. What's the nature of the heter of Ochel Nefesh according to the Chachamim? Melechas Yom Tov. And Melechas Yom Tov is defined by something is Eafshar Elo Hayom. It has to be on Yontif. Could have been previously. Everybody with me? So I thought it was a beautiful explanation of how to answer that up for Rebbe. I want to say something about Rebbe Lazar. I don't remember what it is. It's okay. So it happens to be the Rav Yaz's alternative answer to that question. Rebbe quoted it, I think, in the last year. And he also summed up Simon Tavshin Ayin. He basically says that everybody agrees that Ochel Nefesh also is Asher Mibo Od Yom. So how do you explain the Gemara Megillah? He says that the Gemara Megillah is discussing Rov cases, meaning most of the time Makshir Ochel Nefesh are Efshar Mibo Od Yom, and most, vast majority of times, Ochel Nefesh itself is not Efshar Mibo Od Yom. Maybe cheese is Efshar Mibo Od Yom, or Ben Mibo Od Yom. But everything else is almost definitely going to be Efshar Mibo Od Yom. So that's the way the Rav Yaya answers this question. So the reason why the Gemara Megillah seems to only be discussing Efshar Mibo Od Yom when it comes to Makshirim is because that's practically the only case that comes up. That's the Rav Yaya's alternative answer. What?
Similar to
Tosfos Megillah in what way?
No.
But Tosfos end up being... Oh, yeah. Tosfos, we're going to get back to Tosfos Megillah in a second. That's another raya that Tosfos perhaps hold. Hit there of Melachas Yom Tov. I think it's actually a very good raya. Yeah. All three of them are agreeing that Efshar Mibo Od Yom is Usher be Ochel Nefesh Atzma. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah. Okay, so this is exactly what David was pointing out now. So, David, you look at Roman numeral 4 on that page. You see what I'm talking about?
Small part.
Exactly. So, it's exactly what you said before. So, we have to clarify. Just because Tosfos require Tzorech Ktsas for Mitoch, and just because they think Efshar Mibo Od Yom is still going to be Mutter, I mean, it doesn't mean that we have to... Sorry. Just because they need to require Tzorech Ktsas, right, Dafi Beis, it could still be Din in Melechas Hayom. And you could still connect their shitos together also.
You need the tzorech to make it into Melechas
Yom. Exactly. What Tosfos would argue is that you require the tzorech in order to make it into Melechas Yom, which actually makes a lot of sense, right? Rebbe was trying to argue that for Rashi, since these melechos in general, especially if you say that, like Tosfos, the Shutarin, footnote that you need a little bit of tzorech tzas, but the point is that if these melechos generally are, let's say, Eav Shem Yibu Od Yom, and now I want to do it for this Yom Tov itself, the melecha itself becomes a Melechas Yom Tov. Not, it doesn't have to be the particular incidence of Tzorah. You know what I'm saying? The Malacha of Shita now is a Malachas Yom Tov. So it becomes Mud, even if I don't have necessarily a Tzorech Gadol. But for Tosfos, it's defined as a Malachas Yom by the Tzorech of Mitoch. Yeah.
Does the Tzorech that we brought up have to do this?
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a second. Where do I have it? Yep. Next page. We're going to get to that in a second. Good point. So basically, it explains why Tosfos are willing to expand Tzorech to very large cases, as opposed to other people who are much more conservative with that. For example, Shvatirin. That's Rebbe's Rebbe reference to Shvatirin. So if you just want to walk on Yom Tov, and you want to carry your kid, because it's going to be nice, you want to play with him in the park, that's already going to be considered a tzorech. Maybe even taking your svarim back to have, like, to relieve Akmas Nefesh, or to have Menuchas Nefesh on Yom Tov, even though you're not going to be using it on Yom Tov, just make sure that you have them. These types of things can only be a tzorech if you think that maybe it's about being a Melechas Hayom, with enough of a tzorech, just make it into Melechas Hayom. Yeah. Perhaps. That might be a little different. I'm not sure, because that might be contributing to the mitzvah perspective. But yeah, I hear. So Tosfos and Megillah that Yakir just mentioned, Daf Zayin Beis, that is the one Tosfos, it's important to know, where it seems that Efshar Mibo Od Yom is actually Asur L'maskana. Tosfos say that if you look at this Gemara, at least initially it seems, Midr B'Hudu Nishan Lechach Chamim, everybody agrees that Ochel Nefesh Atzmo is Usr, is Mutter Lagamre, even if it was Efshar Mibo Od Yom. So that's a problem. Why? Because we have many Gemaras that indicate not that way. Tosfos and several Gemaras where it seems that it's going to be Usr if it's Mibo Od Yom. So what do they end up saying? Does anyone remember the Teretz of Tosfos? It's a little complicated. I got it opposite in Shir, if anybody noticed that. It was like, it didn't matter because I just gave the cases, but I got it the opposite way. So I got it the wrong way around. Basically, Tosfos say, if it's Mamish Efshar, then it's going to be Mutter. If it's better Mibo Od Yom, then it's Aser. Tosfos give We don't have a pen. Do we have a marker here? Tosfos give two extreme cases.
I'm kind of sure you think this is a
Mikotzela Kotze. Basically, they go from Ehab Shar Mibo Od Yom. Okay, fine. Be that way. Efshar Mibo Od Yom is going to be. Sorry. Efshar Mibo Od Yom is going to be Mutter. And better Mibo Od Yom is going to be Usser. The question is, what happens in a regular case of Efshar Mibo Od Yom? It would be the same, right? Let's say I'm like fast cultivating cheese. That would be both ways. It would be good. It would be nice. Doesn't matter when I would actually do it. It's unclear. The Marsha thinks that Tosfos say it's Usser. Now, Rebbe was willing to agree with the Marsha. I personally, that's not the way I read the Red Tosfos the first time. What? It was somebody else who says Mutter.
Yeah, it was Marek Cohen, I think, like the...
Geshmak, okay, in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, can I borrow your pen again, please?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know if it's not going
to say. Oh, wait. You'll tell me later. No, it's good. It's a very good Mutter to have. I think the fact that Tosfos are quoting a case... Thank you so much. The fact that Tosfos are quoting a case of... It works.
Okay.
The fact that Tosfos are quoting a case of like, where it's better Mibo Od Yom, I think that's a weird case. I think it indicates that yeah, that the only case that would be Usser is a case of where it's better Mibo Od Yom. But that's what the Marsha says. Anyway, Rebbe doesn't really care. Rebbe said, either way, the Chiluk is important. What? Right. I wouldn't be surprised. That's the way Hanan read Tosfos the first time we read it. But, so basically, what was shot behind this Tosfos? Why would you be mechalik between these two cases? And the answer is exactly for the reasons that Rebbe was saying. I'm going to go for now with the way I initially read Tosfos, because it fits even more beautifully. What is going to be Usser and Yom Tov if it's better Miba Od Yom? Why is it going to be Usser if it's better Miba Od Yom?
It's mamish not
Tzorech Hayom. It's mamish not Tzorech. I do want my cheese today. It is a Tzorech Hayom. It's not Malachas Hayom by definition. It's better Me'esmo. It's mamish Malachas Esmo. And by the way, Tosfos use that lashon a lot in this Tosfos. Malachas Esmo mamish. It's better from yesterday. Don't tell me this is Malachas Yom Tov that there should be Heter. Chas v'shalom. Right? So, Efshar Mibo Od Yom might be Mutter because it's still a Tzorech Hayom, maybe. Or, maybe not, according to the Marsha. Even Efshar Mibo Od Yom might be Usser. But if it's better, if it's Yoser Tov, right? Adif, that's going to be Mamish Usser. It's Melechus Esmo. Okay? Everybody got the Tosos? Okay. So, just for the record, Tosos and Shabbos and Apsadi Hayim, Beitz and Apsadi Gimel, both disagree with this Tosos. They both hold that Efshar Mibo Od Yom is Mamish Mutter the Gamer. Right? What's the most extreme case, right? Yosef's case?
With the house.
Yeah, basically you rebuild your house because it's mutter to make cheese. So that Tosfos clearly assumes that Efshar Mibo Od Yom is mutter. Cheese is the ultimate example of something that's Efshar Mibo Od Yom. Despite the fact it's Efshar Mibo Od Yom, it's mamash mutter to the point where it should be able to create mitoch for bone. So that's Tosfos and Tzadi Hei and Shabbos. Everybody with me?
The cheese Tosfos.
Yeah, the cheese Tosfos.
It's a technical term. It's a lot from now on.
What?
It's a technical term. The cheese
stuff. I hear. So yeah, it's fine. So that's Tosfos over there. Now we're getting to the Netziv. Let's just recap where we are, without losing where we are. Right, we're bringing more rayas to this idea of Melechus Yom Tov. Okay, so we had several rayas so far, right? We had, see, this is why I should print out several sheets, as opposed to back-to-back. So we had, the Gemara Beitza, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. And where Beitza is not based in Chaf Gimel. This building off of what we were speaking about before that, when it came to the Ramban, right, the Meshech Chachma, Sefer Mitzvos La Rambam, all these different perspectives on Heter Ochel Nefesh. Everybody with me? Okay. What? Right, so now we're fleshing out further Raya Rebbe's Mahal, that Melechus Yom Tov in particular becomes Mutter as Heter Gamur. This middle nuanced position between Heter Gamur and Tehuya Gemura. Okay? So yeah, so the Tziv and the Sheotos, okay? It's a Geshmak Netziv. So basically, the She'otos, if you look at initially at its Lashon, is very, very strange. It starts talking about Heter Ochel Nefesh, and Rav Achai says, let me just read it to you guys, because it's very Kedai. Okay. So, about Shai Malachas Avagab the Tzorek Yom Tov, Hu Lo Shara Rachman, Rit Ksiv Kol Malachol Yaseh Bahem, Acha She'ochal Ochel Nefesh, Hu Lo Bado Yaseh Bahem. Okay, listen. V'ochel Nefesh Nami Midi De Orche Lenevar B'Yom Tov. Ochel Nefesh is something that's normal, ragil, to be done on Yom Tov. Could go in Mishka to Miyafe Uvashule, Shapir de Ame, Aval could go in Techina Baharkada to Efshar Lasosa Me'erev Yom Tov, also the Mabod Yom Yom Tov. But Arkada, that's Efshar Lasos Mibod Yom, that's going to be Asa. So if you look at these two different parts of the Shildos, it looks very confusing. At first, it looks like I would say that what? That what's the determining factor? Rugged. Orche. Has to be something that's normal to be done. Right? That's what it seems like at first. That's okay. That seems to be against our Gemara and Daf Zayin. Right? We know that the Havamina, according to Tosfos of the Gemara, was that the heter of Ochel Nefesh is based on Ragilus, and the Gemara seems to reject that, right? With venison. Yeah.
Isn't that a different
type of Ragil?
Yes, 100%.
That's what Vinicin's going to say. When you look at it, I'm saying what I'm trained to see initially is Orche, Ragil. Has to be something that's normal to be done. You're 100% right. We're going to talk about it in 1 second. He's still referring, the Shulchan is referring to the Malachos, not necessarily to the particular Perulos, right? That's what he's saying. Yeah. So then he says that it has to be, what? What does he say? It has to be Eif Shem Mimba Odyom. That's basically what he says. It's a very confusing Shulchan, right? He seems to be going back and forth. Doesn't seem to have to do with the Gilos at the end. Basically, don't pay attention to the way you initially at least read the Sheiltos. The Nisib is a beautiful Mahal. Okay? What does the Nisib explain? The Sheiltos has two different perspectives of what's required for Heter Ochel Nefesh when it comes to Ochel Nefesh Atzmo and Mitoch, says the Nisib. When it comes to Heter Ochel Nefesh Atzmo, right? Exactly like Asher was just saying, what do you need? You need that the Malacha is Orche B'Yom Tov. It has to be something that's normally done on Yom Tov. The Malacha! That's like the particular pu'uva. You don't have to be able to shecht venison. You have to be able to shecht things on Yom Tov. Why? Because it's normal to shecht things on Yom Tov. We do that usually. Right? When it comes to heter of makshire ochel nefesh, I said mitok before, I'm sorry. When it's talking about makshire, I apologize. Mitok is another question. When it comes to makshire ochel nefesh, then if it was efshar practically in this subjective case, it's going to be usher. When it comes to makshirim, our only consideration is, Rabbi Yehuda's heter, is practical efshar or efshar. Okay? Everybody with me? That's what the Tzib says for the show of this. Yeah? Does anybody want me to repeat that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. And the Tzib explains that what does Orche mean in the show of this? Orche means that in order to have heter ochel nefesh atzmo, it has to be a malacha that is normal to be done in the context of Yom Tov, to prepare for something. It doesn't have to be that my particular pu'ula is ragil. It has to be that this malacha is something that's normal to be done. Shechita is normal to be done on Yom Tov, right? Havara is normal to be done on Yom Tov. I need a cook, right? When it comes to Ktsira V'techina, whatever it is, these other examples, that's not going to cut it, okay? Harkata, I should say. Fine. When it comes to Machshirei Ochel Nefesh Rebbe Yehuda, that's a completely different story. What we care about there is the practical ability to have implemented the Malacha, Kodim L'Yom Tov, or not. Okay? That's what he explains. So if it's beautiful, first of all, it indicates that the nature of Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, the heter there, is different than Heter Ochel Nefesh Atzmo, which is beautiful, makes a lot of sense, especially if you think that Efshar Mi Ba'od Yom is mutter when it comes to Heter Ochel Nefesh Atzmo. But also if it's beautifully with our Mahalach and Heter Ochel Nefesh. Why? Anyone want to tie now? What's the requirement of Arichos? I should say Arichos, I don't think that's the right word. Of Regivos. Why do you need Regivos in order for something to become mutter on Yom Tov? Why does the Malach have to be something that's Orche? Exactly. It's exactly what we've been saying. If it's something that happens on Yom Tov, it's something that happens a lot on Yom Tov, because it's required for Yom Tov, that is a Malachas Yom Tov. It's something that I do to prepare for Yom Tov. If it's some random Osesh Nebatanir Malacha that I normally don't do a Malacha, that I normally don't do on Yom Tov, by no means is it ever going to be considered to be a Malachas Yom Tov. Okay? Yeah, by the way, the reason why he called me on Osesh Nebatanir is because I wrote, like, I showed him, like, something I wrote up on it. And like I wanted to show it to him to like ask what he thought about it. And he's like, "Can you show me what the Metzius is?" I was like, yeah.
Last year it was like the ultimate malacha that we kept calling out.
It was the ultimate like small malacha,
yeah.
That we called out.
I think Carmine noted that he had never learned the actual way the balloon works. So like he said that unfortunately he couldn't really explain to us what
right, right, right. I mean, if you read Rashi and you just don't look at like a model, you're not gonna be able to figure it out. So Yom Tov says in his Ketama, Matt Lubin pointed this out to me. He says like, by the way, like if you're a Shiva Bucker, don't try to figure this out by yourself. Like, go to a guy who actually works a loom. Go to a guy who actually makes stuff in Sidur the Pas and ask him how it works. And the Mir, whenever they learn Shabbos, they bring a guy over that like shows them the loom. It's like it's impossible to figure out just by reading Rashi's. Anyway, okay, fine. So where are we holding him? So that's the Shiltos, okay? By the way, that can explain Rashi. Why Shavuot Tzorach Klal is still mutter for Mitoch, right? Why Shavuot Tzorach Klal is still mutter for Mitoch according to the Nitziv? Right? Because if you think that Mitoch fits under the same conceptual category as Ochel Nefesh, Atzma, which we're going to get back to in a second when we talk about the Makor for Mitoch, then you could argue that all we care about is the general Shem Malacha, whether it's a Malachas Yom Tov in general, like the Nitziv is saying. Is it a Malachas Yom Tov that's Orche? Is it a Malachas Yom Tov that's generally contributing to the Kedushas Yom of Yom Tov? And it happens to be in this particular case, it doesn't have a tzorech, according to Rashi, for Mitoch. Nonetheless, it will still be mutter because it is defined still as a melachas yom tov. That's what everyone suggests, you would still put that into Rashi. Also, I've explained the Shem Nachri and the Shem Chol. Because the Shem Nachri and the Shem Chol is mamash completely antithetical to melachas yom tov. If you have kavanah for something that's antithetical to the melachas yom, then you could still uproot that Shem melachas yom potentially. That's what everyone wanted to suggest. Okay. Shitim Gubetz says, yeah, so Shitim Gubetz says something fascinating. He's trying to explain why Sreifas Chametz, this is another raya to Rebbe's mouth. Okay? The Shitim Gubetz says, this is the same Shitim Gubetz says, in the same context, after the Kodin Shitim Shana, that Lo Bechlal Osasek Obalacha Bechlal, right? He says in the Maskana that you need some kind of Tzorek. He's going through the cases of Tosos, so trying to explain how, explain away all the cases that Mitoch generally needs a Tzorek, right? But why can't you burn chametz on Yom Tov, right? That seems to be a tzorech. It's a mitzvah, at least the Darabanan, at most the Midoraisa, right? So why can't I burn chametz? Why do I have to be kovan on Lava Sakli? We're going to get back to this case in a second. We're running out of time. So it says the Shitim Gubetz says, this is Sreifa, it's not Bishul. That's what he says. Bishul is mutter, right? Sreifa is not. So what does that even mean? So Zot Rebbe, if you say that the Shem Malacha doesn't exist, then there's no chilk whatsoever between Sreifa and Bishul. It's ridiculous. Give me machal between those two different pu'ulos. If you think that the Shem Malacha exists, but in the context of Malachas Yom Tov becomes Heter Gamor, because it has now a Shem Malachas Yom Tov, then of course it can be machal between the pu'ulos. This pu'ula is Sreifa. That doesn't contribute to Kedushas Hayom. It doesn't contribute to the Yom Tov. It doesn't by any means fall under the rubric of a Malachas Yom Tov. Afia and Bishul does. Afia and Bishul is something that I do for the Yom Tov. Sreifa is not. Okay? So it's not going to fall into the context of Mito.
I thought
yeah.
Shita was saying that when, I thought the Shita wasn't as so like black and white that there are certain things that, like let's say there's a form of Bishul that was not Mitzvah, but it's still Mutter. Like, for example, Shita is always Sadaba, the Shita says.
Yeah, but it's a Mito. It has to have a Torah. He doesn't argue that it has to have some Torah.
So some things are Melachas Hayom because of just has the same.
Because it's the same pu'ula. It's shchita. It happens to be that I'm doing it for some other purpose than what I would normally do. I'm not stabbing the animal, I'm shechting it. I don't know if that's a good example, but I'm not shooting it in the head with a shotgun. But that's what sreifa is, essentially. As opposed to cooking it, you're burning it. You know what I'm saying? Did I answer your question? Okay. So, that's the shchita b'gubetzes. Okay? I didn't point this out before. I should have pointed this out. The end of Asher's point, when the context of the Mesha Chachma. This is way out of line. Like, this is not what we were talking about, but I just got reminded by looking at this. The Mesha Chachma could also explain Shavu L'chol Nefesh, Asher wanted to say, and also potentially the need for, not Rikus, the Dover Shavu L'chol Nefesh. I mean, why would I need Shavu L'chol Nefesh according to Rashi? Because something that is Shavu L'chol Nefesh now fits into the context of not Sipkas Kreso. Having your caviar is very nice. Having your venison is very nice, but it should be something that's shavu l'chol nefesh. That's a bad example because food is shavu l'chol nefesh. But like having something, your mugmar, is not something that's going to facilitate simchas yom for everybody else. That's your simchas kreso, your simchas apo, or something like that. Whatever it is. That's not going to be something that contributes to the kedushas yom. So that was what Asher tried to say with Dovar shavu l'chol nefesh. It doesn't fit, the Mesha Chachma does not say that. That's one thing that Asher added on to that mahalak. Sorry, that was a little out of line. Rebbe wanted to say that this mahalak, the Shitim Gubetzes, can explain the Havmina of Regilos. Why would I need Regilos in order to create Heter? So hold on 1 second. Right, and the requirement of Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Give me 1 second. Yeah, basically, if it's not Regil, and it's not a Dabar Shavu L'chol Nefesh, then the Pu'ula itself cannot be considered. Meaning, is this considered Shechting meat, or is it considered, like, killing a deer? So, once again, it's a bad example, because food, the Gemara explains, is Dabar Shavu L'chol Nefesh. But if I'm burning up incense to make it smell nice, but for other people it's just burning garbage because it smells awful, that's not going to be considered a pu'ula shel heter. It's the equivalent of sreifas chametz. You know what I'm saying? Potentially, that's what you could suggest for the Shitim Gubetzes. Yeah? Everybody with me? You get the point? Meaning, what defines as a sreifa or bishul or afia? What people are willing to eat, right? I like when my chametz is made this way. I don't eat it when it's burned to a crisp. That's sreifa. That's not bishul. So maybe people and the general cloud define what's considered bishul and what's considered sreifa. What's considered havara or like burning incense and just like destroying burning garbage. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we can define what's considered the nature of the pu'ula. Okay, so let's go into Pesachim Daf Hei. Rebbe's, I call this a masterpiece. This Mahalach was a mamash masterpiece. Pesachim Daf Hei, to explain that Gemara. So basically, this is going to be a further ride to Rebbe's Mahalach and Lechaz Yom Tov, and also be Miyashev, potentially steering the Rambam, steering all the Rishonim, a massive kasha on many, many different Rishonim. We're going to have a lot of trouble explaining the Gemara Daf, Pesachim Daf Hei, and Beis, and Bavam Daf. Okay, what does the Gemara say in Pesachim Daf Hei, and Beis? You want to go for it? Anybody? No? So that's Bava Menalf, good. So that's one key aspect, because that's where everybody's going to end up passing in life. The Gemara basically says, the Gemara is trying to prove on Shachem Tari, Dalet, and Hay, whether Ach, Tashbisu Sor, Mibatechem, the Ach refers to Biyom HaRishon Mamish, Biyom Tov Mamish, first day of Pesach, or Erev Pesach, Mechatzos, or maybe before, whatever. Right? That's the discussion of the Gemara. So Gemara Shem Rivaiz goes back and forth, back and forth. Rabbi Kiva is the last person on Hayam and Aleph. He comes up, he says, I'll prove to you that it has to be Me'erev Pesach. Because why? If it was Biyom Rishon Mamish on the first day of Pesach, what would be the problem? You have to burn your chametz, and you wouldn't be able to burn it. Because it would be Yom Tov. Obviously then it must be that the mitzvah is Mechatzos of Erev Pesach. So it says the Gemara Shem Rivaiz, Rabbi Kiva Tlas. What are the three things we learned from Rabbi Kiva? Anybody remember?
And you have chametz all the srefa, we don't hold mito.
You have to burn it, you have to get rid of chametz with srefa. We don't hold mito, and havarah l'chalak yatzas. Okay, that's another, we're not going to get havarah l'chalak yatzas, that was from last year. Actually, we should, because the rhyme was mahalak mito. We'll get back to havarah l'chalak yatzas. But the two that we're going to be concentrating right now, that tashbisu has to be ayidei srefa, right? Right here? And the third, which is the Gemara says, that Rabbi Kiva does not hold the mito. Fine, gorgeous, right? Does everybody understand why you learned out those three things from Rabbi Kiva? Those two things from Rabbi Kiva for now?
Not
Rabbi Kiva. What? Right, Rabbi Kiva is, basically, the Rishonim asks why. So Tosus after Mahalak, if you would say the Lav Yatzis, it wouldn't be Asar Yom Tov. Right, that's what we're going to talk about in a second. But basically, says Rabbi Kiva, you can't burn it on Yom Tov, which means that it must be that the mitzvah is Me'erev Yom Tov. That means that you have to burn chametz to get rid of it. You can't just throw it into the air, right? Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to do it on Yom Tov. I would just be able to throw it into the sea, right? Throw it into the air. Mefarer v'zoreh, right? And two, it proves that I can't say mitoch, because if I could say mitoch, then it would be mutter to burn on Yom Tov. Okay? That's the Gemara on Daf Hem Beis. Gemara Daf Vav Amud Aleph says that if you find chametz b'yom tov, I forgot which Amora says this, you have to be kovan alav asakli. Anybody remember the Amora? I'm forgetting which Amora it is. Kovan alav asakli, you cover it up. Okay? You don't burn it. So, at first glance, what would be the shot behind that Gemara? What? No mitoch. You can't. You have to burn it. And no mitoch. Basically, she just Rabbi Kiva passing the halacha. That's what it seems to be at first glance. What's the problem? Comes along Tosos, comes along Rambam, comes along almost every single Rishonim, passing the Gemara of Kol Malav as a Kli. It's a sheet that's Yachad brought down above and Alf. We all passing like it. And yet, what are we also passing? Mitoch. And for the Rambam, in the Rambam's case, Hashpasa b'chol davar. You can get rid of the chametz in any way that you want. You can even burn it mitoch, and yet he still says kovan olav as a kli. What's shot with the Rambam? This is a very problematic Rambam. Does everybody get the problem with the Rambam? The Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Ches passes kovan olav as a kli, and it mamish does not make any sense whatsoever. I should be able to burn it, and I should be able to throw it into the wind also. Okay, everybody with me? So there are many different tirutzim that are given. Now the problem is, as Rabbi pointed out, at first glance, none of these tirutzim seem to be miyashiv to steer with the Gemara Daf Hei on the base. What they do is they explain the din of kovan alav asakli, why it is that you're kovan alav asakli and you don't just throw it into the air or burn it, right? There's no mitoch, whatever it is, but they don't, at first glance, they're not able to be miyashiv to steer with the Gemara Daf Hei on the base, which means that they think it's a machlokes asugyos, or that Shita the Amoraim thinks disagrees with Rabbi Kiva, because they're Tanaim who disagree with Rabbi Kiva, as we see from the entire Shaka Tari Daf Hei. So we're going to get back to Rebbe's Yishuv in a second. So the Kesem Mishnah is one person who offers a very interesting answer. He just basically says it's not enough of a tzorech. In a chanami, it might be a little bit of a mitzvah. The lo shavrin in the tzarfa. Lo avi avar la tzorech bishol el lisru. Oh, sorry, that's Shinu Gubetzes. I just skipped. Sorry. One second, I want to read it to you guys inside. Yeah. What? So I'm not holding in the hilchos of Chol Moed. I'm assuming that's not a problem because if it's the Tzorach HaMoed in any way, and basically getting rid of the Isser of Bayi Rav Bayi Matzah, not necessarily a mitzvah.
Like,
does
Tzorach HaMoed work the same way that Tzorach HaMoed works?
I'm assuming not. I'm assuming Chol Moed is much more mutter. I'm not holding, though. I'm not holding him in Melechas Chol Moed. Yeah, it's a good question. Basically, the Kesher Mishnah says it's clear that mitzvah of Sreifa is not enough to get to be mad your things on Yom Tov. Haraya, that the Gemara Shabbos Daf Chalei, which says that you can't burn Kachim, Shebetuma, or Truma Tumeya. Right? So basically, he says it's clear that it's not going to become, that it's not going to be mutter, but it's not enough of a tzoreh. Now, that's fine. That's an assertion, the nature of the mitzvah of burning things. But what's the problem? Rabbi Kiva clearly didn't think so. Why? Or the Gemara doesn't think that Rabbi Kiva thought so. The Gemara says, Shema b'nei Rabbi Kiva, that we don't say mitok. Why? Because it is applicable to say mitok in this case, and yet Rabbi Kiva still doesn't say mitok. That means that it is enough of a tzorech, according to the Gemara and Daf Hei and Beis. Okay? Does everybody get why the answer doesn't fit with the Gemara Daf Hei, but does fit with the Gemara Daf Vav? That you could still pass in Kovan Alav as a Kli, but you have to reject the Gemara Daf Hei? It's important to get this down. Does anybody want to repeat it? Yeah. The Gemara Daf Hei and Beis set clearly assumes that you could apply mitok to avar, which is why we must say that Rabbi Kiva does not hold mitok. Otherwise, I would be able to say that burning chametz is mutter. The problem is that everybody passes mitok and yet still says that you shouldn't burn the chametz on Yom Tov. So when the Kesef Mishnah says that's because it's not enough of a tzorech, meaning it doesn't enact mitok, that means that he's arguing with the Gemara Daf Hei, which is fine. It's absolutely fine. It's one of the shittos in the Tanaim, but you can't explain the Gemara Daf Hei Mabeis. Gemara Daf Hei Mabeis says explicitly that burning chametz would be subject to mitok. It's explicit. The Gemara above, the Kesef Mishnah is arguing with that Gemara. He's arguing with that assumption. Yeah, my jaw. He's arguing with that assumption. Okay, does everybody get that? Yeah? Okay. That's the Kesef Mishnah. The Tosfos and Ksuvos Daf Zayin also offer a Teretz that it's also Mishum Muksa, right? Basically, you can't touch it because it would be considered Muksa. Does that fit with the Gemara? No, because if you held that it was also Mishum Muksa, then you wouldn't be able to bring rise about mitok, anything of that nature. Yeah, forget about that.
They also have it back.
What?
They have something they're upset about. They say to not say that you were about the way, right?
Yeah, and also they say not to say that. I almost made a mistake. But yeah, they basically say, don't tell me that it's not a mitzvah to raisa to get rid of it anymore because we're already mabatel it. It's only a mitzvah to rabbanon. Mitzvahs to rabbanon are good enough for mitok. It's a good point that Dov is making. It's an important klal. It doesn't really fit into our general. The question is how much of a tzorah. That fits within Tosfos Mahalach, how we said that they require less of a tzorah. Right? The Kesef Mishnah said that this is not enough of a tzorah. Tosfos said that even a mitzvah to Rabbanu Ba'alma is sufficient for a tzorah on Yom Tov. Basically, to be docha malacha. So basically, they have a lesser degree of requirement for tzorah. Not everything fits that way, by the way. You have Tosfos who say that Tashas Ramita is not enough of a tzorah. Right? That's Tosfos and Hardaf and Zayin. So it's not so clear what Tosfos think the Hagdara of tzorah is. But for another time. So Rebbe quoted somebody from the Achronim, I don't know who. He got in the Nosa Kalim. I didn't see it in any of the basic Nosa Kalim. It might be in like the 14 Nosa Kalim that they have in like on Bar Ilan. 14. What?
14?
Yeah, sorry, 45 or whatever it is at this point, 77. So Akshave, meaning because we're now Makshav this Pu'ula of Zorel L'Ruach, of just throwing it into the air, because it's Hashvasa, because it's getting rid of the Chametz, it's now considered as if it's a Malach. Very similar to Rashi and Beitza on Nachav Zayim. When you makshiv something, it could become Asur Misham Malacha. I did not see the formulation of whoever says it's inside, so I don't know what exactly he's arguing. It becomes Asur Misham when it comes to Akshle.
Like,
yeah, when a makshiv this pu'ula, of let's say even throwing it into the air, because it's now Hashvasas Chametz, I'm being Makai my mitzvah Tashbisu with it, because according to the Rambam, Hashvasa B'chol Davar, that becomes Akshle to the point where it will become Asur Misham. Very similar to the Rashi and Beitza and Chav Zayin, where Rashi says that feeding Truma Tameya to the animal would be considered Asur Misham Mos HaSekol Malacha. Because you're Machshav the Pu'ula now. You're feeding Truma Tameya to it. It's considered as if it's Machshav to the point where it's Asur Misham Malacha.
What? It's a Sarah Reseda, basically. When you try to be sorry for the Chametz, then you would actually be Machshav the Malacha, therefore you
add. Well, not sorry. If you're being sorry for it, then that's already Shidu from people. You don't have to be sorry for it. That's the point. You could have just thrown it into the air. But yeah, 100%. Meaning, basically, this shita would actually work to be miyashe the Gemara Daf Hei Beis with Vav. I don't know who says it though. Fine. The fourth answer that we noted was the shita of Gobetz on Daf Zayin in Ksubis, where he basically says, yeah, Right. This is the Shita Mekutzeh that I quoted before. Sorry. He says that this is Sreifa, not Bishul. Right? The one that we quoted before. Bishul is Mutter, Bishul Bitoch. Sreifa is not going to be Mutter. Now the problem is, once again, if you look at Gemara Pesachim Daf Hei Amud Beis, it clearly assumes that it is Avara, and that it should be Mutter, Bishul Bitoch. So don't tell me that this is Sreifa. Gemara Pesachim says explicitly not that way. So it's not a Kasha. Again, it seems to be a Machlokas of Sugyos. But Rebbe wanted to suggest something beautiful that would explain everything. Okay. Everybody with me? Where are we holding in time? 2:31. Okay, let's hurry up. Maybe we'll be miyashi, we'll be mash them a little later. Okay. Basically, what Rebbe wanted to tie in is as follows. Tashbizu is a mitzvah of Erev Pesach or Yom Rishon Pesach. You have to look at the Gemara Daf Hei in context. What is the Gemara discussing there? Is the mitzvah of Hashvasa a mitzvah of Yom Rishon de Pesach, of Yom Tov, or is it a mitzvah of Erev Yom Tov? Why does that matter? For all the reasons we've been discussing for the last 50 minutes, mitoch is medin heter melechas yom tov. It has to be melech of yom tov. If my mitzvah of tashbisu is gufa, a mitzvah of chatzos, mi ba'od yom, that is specifically supposed to be an erev Pesach, how on earth can you even tell me that it's melechas yom tov? Lahepik, it's exactly the opposite of melechas yom tov. It's worse. It's worse than something that even is better than ba'od yom, something that can only happen mi ba'od yom. It was supposed to be done already. That's not subject to mitoch. So as soon as you pass in lahalacha, that hashvasa is really mi'erev Pesach, of course it's not mitoch anymore. What was the Gemara talking about when it was talking about Rabbi Akiva? What was Rabbi Akiva talking about when he made a shita? He was saying, if you theoretically held that hashvasa was b'yom rishon de Pesach, then you would have problems. Then Sreifa wouldn't be mutter. And the Gemara says, oh, clearly he doesn't hold the mitoch. Why? Because then it would be mitoch. The mitzvah is ayom. This is melachas yom tov. I'm supposed to do it today. You're going to tell me that's not melachas yom tov? It's the epitome of melachas yom tov. Ein melachas yom gadol mizu. Right? Everybody hear what Rebbe's teretz is? Rebbe's gavlos is that when he says something as beautiful as this, that is miyashev these all of these questions, he then tries to show how to explain every single shita that he just quoted. Just note that. It's mamish. Ashrinu matov kalkeinu. What he says is as follows. That explains why going to the Kesef Mishnah it's not considered a tzorach anymore. Why? Let's take a look at the two different perspectives on Tashbisu. Right? What are the two different perspectives? The famous Grach and Perak Al Lechos Chametz, the beautiful teretz to the Rebbe Akiva Eger's Kasha. Right? Rebbe Akiva Eger basically asks on the Torah. The Torah says that even now that we pass the Hashvasa B'chol Davar, right? The Afar of Chametz, or the, I don't know how to pronounce it. Somebody help me out. Ashes. Is there? Afer, sorry. The Afer of Chametz is now still Asur Vahana. Dr. Bikib Eder, I don't understand. Should be Lahef, Shal should be Mutter, right? I don't understand, right? When it comes to when you burn it properly.
The Torah says that.
I just saw in Rav Chaim, you just quoted the Bikib Eder who asked on the Torah. So you don't have to know the Bikib Eder's Kasha. Forget about that. We don't have time for that right now anyway. Bikib Eder basically says, just like it becomes Mutter Besreifa if you hold that the mitzvah of Tashvisu Besreifa, so you should become Mutter when you throw it into the air and you accomplish your mitzvah. Mitzvah of Akach, you did your mitzvah, you should become Mutter. Says Rav Chaim, absolutely not. What are the two different perspectives on the mitzvah of Tashvisu? If you hold that it's only Besreifa, what's the nature? I should read you the Lashon just really quickly because it's beautiful. The mitzvah Tashvisu Beshare Shah Shabbasos have an ikra hamitzvah shelo yehela abaylam chametz. Why do I say Hashvasa B'chol Davar? Because there's no mitzvah of getting rid of the chametz, of burning, destroying. What is it? To make sure it's not in my rishos. To remove Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. So if I hold that, there's no inherent mitzvah in the chafza shel chametz, then when I do my mitzvah with it by throwing it away, it doesn't become mutter bahana. It doesn't become mutter if I burn it, and now it's afer. There wasn't a mitzvah of sreifa b'chafza. It was just to get out of my rishos. As opposed to Masha Enki, the mitzvah of a sreifa, says Rav Chaim, have a mitzvah shechayol be'achepto shechamitz the chalabo din sreifa. The din of sreifa is now chal betoch lechatzo shechamitz, to the point where it's not considered chametz anymore when I'm done burning. Okay? It's a little more complicated within the terms of the sugya mitzvah of b'chach, when you accomplish your mitzvah of something, is it still considered like that previous chatzah? But you hear what Rav Chaim is saying. The chiluk between the different perspectives in the Tashbisu, am I trying to get things out of my rishus? Or am I trying to burn it and destroy? If I hold on trying to destroy it, I'm mitzvah of a sreifa, I have to burn it and destroy. If I'm saying I just have to get out of my rishus, throw it into the wind, as long as it's not in your rishus anymore. What does that also fit with? As Rav Chaim says in the Hemshech, and many people suggest, The more you hold that the mitzvah is b'sreifa, what day is it more likely to say that the mitzvah of tashbizu should exist on?
On Yom
Tov. On Pesach, nothing more ceremonial than that. Like everybody bringing out their chametz on the first day of Pesach and we burn it and destroy it. It's exactly what we want. As opposed to if you think that the mitzvah of tashbizu is what? To make sure they're not over the Isser of Bayi Rabbi Matzei, when should it be happening? Erev, obviously, you're not going to wait until Pesach Ba'atzmo to get rid of the chametz. You're not just having your Roshos on Pesach. So you do it mechatzos. You get rid of it before. According to Bamor, even maybe more than that. So this perspective of sreifas chametz fits beautifully with mitzvah biyom, inherent mitzvah to destroy it, perhaps on Pesach itself, as opposed to the perspective of hashpasa b'chol davar, which fits beautifully with the mitzvah mi ba'od yom. Okay. So if we say this, we have to like finish now. I didn't get to finish everything. We didn't even get to the makor mitoch. So maybe we'll continue next time. So basically, if you say that, you could explain all the different mahalchim of the Nosa Kalim.
One day, or
I don't know. We'll decide. We'll talk about it. So you can explain all the mahalchim of the Nosa Kalim. Why is it that it's not a tzorach according to the Kesef Mishnah anymore? Why is it not a tzorach to burn the chametz? It's a mitzvah. Why is it not a tzorach? Because you already missed the day. You were already over the Isra of Bayi Rabbi Matzah inadvertently. It's in your reshuts. You're going to tell me it's a tzorach? You messed up. Right? So you don't even have to say it's both a din and mitoch. Or you could say it's even a din in the mitzvah of Ashbasa. That's what Rabbi was trying to point out. Meaning, the nature of Ashbasa depends on whether you say that it happens on the first day or the previous day. The Rambam paskins that's supposed to happen mi be'erev, mi be'od yom. You're going to tell me that's a tzorek? You missed out on everything. You were already over the Isser. So push it off a little longer. That's the Kesef Mishnah could say. And explain the Shittim Mekubetzes, right? What does the Shittim Mekubetzes say? That this is sreifa. This is not considered bishul. So maybe you wanted to taina is that why is it considered sreifa? Because you don't have to burn it. Meaning, if I had to burn it, if the mitzvah was to burn it, you're going to call that destructive sreifa? That's my mitzvah. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. That is the mitzvah. That's the in lecha tzorech gedolo mizu. That is the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is not to burn it, then that's sreifa. That's just burning things. You're an arson. You can throw it into the air if you want. Okay? Everybody hear what's going on over here? I don't know if we have time to talk about the other world. Was some of the other shittos I'm forgetting? Right, Tiltul, he didn't try to fit that into. Yeah, so that's what he fit into. The Kesef Mishnah and the Teretz of the Shittim Mekubetzes. It explains all those Shittim Mekubetzes. Does everybody get down the Mahalach of Rebbe in the Rambam here? Also great for Pesach and Tashbizu. Okay, do we have a little more time?
Sure.
Should we go for making Kedusha? I don't know, am I allowed to do that? Okay, let's go for the makor. No, this is very important. Okay, what's the makor for mitoch? Just quickly. Okay? So the question of the makor for mitoch is going to be a natural extension of our discussion, but it doesn't have to be. Okay? We're going to see that in a second. Okay? This is a separate discussion. We just spoke about Hutra, Dechuya, Melechas Yom Tov, right? The different middle options, newest middle options, Shlomo's point. You can mediate both extremes. Okay? What's the makor for mitoch is a separate question. Okay? So the weakening of the malacha spreads to other things. That's possibility number one. It's the shudarit. Okay? This is in Simon. I'm forgetting what the simon is. You guys can look it up. I have it in the back of here. Yeah, Pebes. The should have written in this first suggestion says, Kevin Shahuklash Isa Lazeh, Hukosh Nami Lazeh. That sounds a lot like Tukhuya, but it doesn't have to be when it comes to the Echo Okhanav Shatzma. But he basically says that Mitoch works, that since it was already weakened by the Etzim Hedra Okhanavash, the Malacha is further weakened to the point where it will allow for other Tzorach Hayom. Okay? Now, that was one perspective. The other perspective that Rebbe liked to lie is the natural extension of Hedra Okhanavash. And now, that means that mitoch would have the same nature as whatever we just spoke about, ochel nefesh, right? So it doesn't have to immediately translate in. What it means is that whatever way you understand ochel nefesh is now going to translate into mitoch because it's a natural extension of the heter of ochel nefesh. Okay? So first of all, if you take an extreme hutra approach of the otzar ga'onim, let's say, then of course mitoch is a natural extension. There is no malach. So of course I can do mitoch, right? That's just one. But remember, we said that that's not necessarily so clear. It should be moderated a little bit, mediated. So the Shudah Rid, in his second suggestion, says this. Heter kol tzorach gufo shel adam. He basically says that the pasuk is coming to be marveh any tzorach haguf. That is the heter of ochel nefesh. Which means that mitoch is the same nature exactly as ochel nefesh atzma. Okay, the Urayim was also important in that he also said that it's an extension, but Rebbe thought he's using a dechuya formulation. That was the Urayim in Simon Shindal. So it's important to look at that because just because it's a natural extension doesn't mean that it's hutra. Okay, you may have thought initially that Hutra is the most logical option to take to explain a natural extension. There is no Shem Halacha, and therefore everything becomes Mutter. But it's not necessarily true. The Dechuya could be expanded to Kol Hanasa Guf. That's what the Urim basically says. Kol Hanasa Nefesh. He also does that formulation. Okay. Okay, now the Rebbe's Mahalakha Ein Bein Yom Tov, Ein Bein Shabbos V'Yom Tov, V'Lo Ochel Nefesh Balad. So first of all, the way that Rebbe explained that Bedrush is... that why is that the paradigm of the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, even though there are a ton of different differences? It's exactly what we said before within the Meshach Chachma and everything. Ochel Nefesh is like the defining factor for Kedushas Yom of Yom Tov and Kedushas Yom of Shabbos. The lack of Ochel Nefesh indicates a lot about Shabbos, and the lack of Ochel Nefesh, and the Heter Ochel Nefesh by Yom Tov indicates a lot about the Kedushas Yom. And that stems into all the other differences. That's the reason why it's the one difference. That's just something good to know. But all the Rishonim basically ask, what about all the other differences? Chiluk Malachos, Malchus, Karis, that's the Yushalmi also, right? The Chachmei Sfar quote Yushalmi and Megillah Daf Zayin and Beis. Tosos say that this is talking about Isser Malacha B'Yom Tov and Shabbos. And in Echanami there are other differences, but we're not talking about Onshin right now. So Tosos basically say?
That's
Rashi. What?
That's Rashi also.
Okay, good. Okay, fine. So, and the Chachmei Sfar would say Tana V'Shir, which is really not Mukrach. Like the Rashba says, and the Ritva is really not happy with it. It's very difficult to say Tana B'Shir for many different reasons. AKA the Gemara starts asking about Ochel Nefesh. It's very hard. But anyway, the Pirush Mishnayos Rambam has a different question. Why is it Mitoch here? Even if you take the answer of Tosis, let's say, in Rashi, why is it Mitoch one of the differences that the Gemara brings up? Meaning the Gemara says, Ein Bein Yom Tov Shabbos Al Ochel Nefesh Bovad. The Gemara says, why didn't the Mishnah mention Makshir Ochel Nefesh? Because it's a Machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Who cares about Makshir Ochel Nefesh? What about Mitoch? Mitoch should be mentioned as what part of the machlokas, right? You guys got? That's the question that the Rambam asks implicitly in the Parish of Mishnayos in Beitzah Hei Beis. Pnei Yeshua, I did not find the answer explicitly because he says that in Megillah, he says, I talked about it elsewhere in Beitzah.
He doesn't explicitly. The answer in Beitzah does express it, though.
Yeah, where's the answer in Beitzah? I couldn't find it. It is on your base. I couldn't find it on your base.
It doesn't mention this is the question that's answered. It doesn't talk about like that. Mitoch is already included
in it. Exactly. So what he basically ends up saying, and as I'm pointing out, it's probably based on your base. Mitoch is a natural extension of Ochel Nefesh. What he says is, you don't have to tell me Mitoch, because once you say Ochel Nefesh, you have told me Mitoch already. Oh, sorry, I forgot. Rambam answers, by the way, that the Mishnah is according to Beis Shammai. I leave it to Beis Shammai, and therefore there's no head to Ochel Nefesh. I left that part out. That's the Rambam's answer. The Mishnah says, you don't have to give that answer. What's the answer? Mitoch is a natural extension of Ochel Nefesh to the point where you don't have to mention Mitoch as a separate category from Ochel Nefesh. Okay? So, the question is, what about Machshirim? The Gemara thinks that Makshirim is a separate category. The Gemara says, what about Makshirim? And the Chanami is according to the Chachamim that Makshirim isn't Mutter B'Yom Tov. So it says, Rosenzweig, that this is a clear indication that, according to the Pnei Yeshua, Makshirim is different than Mitoch. Mitoch might be able to be Efshar Mibo'od Yom, right? It's conceivable. Makshirim not. Everybody always talks about Efshar Mibo'od Yom, but Makshirim and Ochel Nefesh Ba'atzma. Nobody really talks about Mitoch. The answer is that Mitoch is a natural extension of Ochel Nefesh. If you say that Ochel Nefesh could be Mibo'od Yom, maybe Mitoch can also. Makshirim can't. And that indicates something about the nature of the Ptor. The Ptor of Makshirim is different than the Ptor and the Heter of Mitoch. Mitoch is more of a natural extension of Ochel Nefesh. Makshirim is something that is different. The Netziv in the She'iltos says that Rabbi Huda thinks, remember, go back to the Netziv, he said that Rabbi Huda thinks that the Ptor of Makshirim is extremely different than the Ptor of Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh is about the general category of the Malacha, whether it's a Urchei Malacha B'Yom Tov, and Makshirim is about the practical prep. Like whether I'm able to do it or not, whether I was able to do it or not, subjectively. So the Tzib says that we pass on the halacha that Makshir Ochel Nefesh actually takes on the same nature as the Heter Ochel Nefesh Atzma. That's not for now. Basically, that's what he ends up saying. But the point is that you could be b'chalik between Makshirim and Mitoch. Okay. All right, let's call it here. I still have to go through the Shittos Rambam and like the random important Shittos. We don't have to go through it, but it's important to know, especially because it's going to come up in the Bechina. So. So you can look at the outline, I guess, for that. Shkachas.
I'm serious.